You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Oh, Craig's here. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Then he says, Craig is Johnny Gosh.
Original Simulants here. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ab?
All right. I saw a big crowd in here. I thought I should come in.
To see what we talk about.
Have you been experimenting with Craig?
I have, yes. And my voice levels to see if they get a bit better.
Yeah, actually, it is a good way of checking your own voice levels.
Mm-hmm. So I've not said anything interesting on them yet.
Oh, okay.
What inspired you to kind of bring poor Craig over, Ab? Like, bring that kind of... Before, what did you have, like, streamer bot or something? You still have that going on, right? In the other...
Yeah.
But you were just kind of looking for...
I just wanted to try something new. See how it worked, and maybe others are going to try it out and record if they're not in the live stream. Sometimes it's too much for people to move to the live stream, so I thought I'd try this.
And it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I have asked people, and every time I've said to them, should I invite Craig, they say, oh, I'm about to leave.
Well, you can just bring him in.
Bring him on him.
Bring them on. People want to leave, they can leave.
Smuggle them in the rat line. The Craig line.
Then it'd just be me and Craig.
Now, you guys don't have the link, right?
Yeah.
The link to the...
Today's... Yeah. The recording right now, you don't have the link.
No, I didn't get the end for it or anything, no.
So only I get the link because I started it.
As far as I know, the person who asked him to join.
Yeah. So I'll give you the link. There it is there in the Craig Command subgroup. So you guys can just download it if you want.
All right. Anything new shaking in Canada?
Right.
Who just left? Oh, the two young guys left.
Yeah, we scared them off. That's good.
Well,
one was having...
Napoleon.
I got a song up Spooky Man. I got a full song up, Spooky Man. Just saying, I got one of the young chaps to play me a song on his guitar.
Is it in the live stream? So
Napoleon's grooming these technologies.
Oh, Craig Command. Got it.
Say that again, original stimulant.
No way.
So Napoleon's grooming these young fakeologists.
Yes.
Any new hoaxes Toronto way going on up there? I haven't paid any attention to anything like that.
No, I don't think so. Well, there may have been one very close to home here, but I'm not willing to discuss it just yet because it sort of intersected with a family member.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you had that guy on who you had your fellow Torontian on a few
years ago. Yes, Torontonian.
Yeah. Where's that guy been? Has he been back, or who was something OW, or... That was an interesting talk you guys had, you know.
It wasn't bad. He came and went. I've never heard him before, and never heard from him since.
That was the interesting stuff about the mayor. I didn't know anything about that stuff you guys were talking about, like... Or was it the mayor, or whatever, turned into, like, his dead guy, and then his brother... assumed the throne.
Yes, that was a big deal a few years back. It did make international news. It did hit America pretty hard, as hard as it can.
America was shaken.
Well, no, I'm just saying it. You guys promoted it. He was on Jimmy Kimmel, I think, or The Tonight Show.
Thank God for them obese people around the
country. Our mayor. That's never happened before.
And then I just, you know, some guys, a guy I work with who is like on the cusp of kind of crazy stuff. He was telling me about, who was your like former, whatever, your former defense minister or whatever who came out with the fucking, alien talk, you know? You know what I'm talking about? I can't remember his name now.
Oh, yeah. He was a really old minister. I don't even remember him. So that means he goes way back. Yeah, I know here. Paul Hellyer.
Yeah, Paul Hellyer. But it was interesting that, you know, that kind of meme is still floating around, you know. This guy had managed to bite hold of it.
Yeah, I really never heard of him and his antics before until I started looking into conspiracy stuff. So, and I really don't even know what he stands for either.
Disclosure, you know, free energy.
Yeah.
Disclosure, all the typical shit. Typical stuff.
Well, I think the freest energy we have is solar. If you want to get to, I think that's the most liberating energy there is right now.
Well, I just voted 2 years ago in Florida for some kind of bill that would allow solar as an option. So
it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Solar is real. If you have anywhere to put a panel, if you have a roof or a big yard where you could put a some kind of mounting, especially if you live down in the Sun Belt, you could put an array on a panel that can rotate with the sun. That would be the most efficient.
I was off work for a few weeks, two or three months ago, and I saw on Craigslist there was like this massive hiring for solar panel installers. I guess they put a huge field of them in somewhere around here.
Yeah, there are fields.
It went pretty well, but it was like a 6 week gig or something. And then they were moving on to somewhere else, and we're taking them with you, or taking you with them.
Like a road team. Mm-hmm.
But where do you, like, if you have your own like solar gig at your house, where do you store it? How does it?
On your roof, I think.
No. I mean, like, not the panel, but where does the energy stored?
It's not stored. It goes, you're hooked up to the grid. I don't think they would let you. I'm not even sure if you're allowed to just be not hooked up to the grid.
Right.
I don't know if they even allow that. That might not be allowed. I don't know.
Is it kind of like an electric car then where it kind of like, you know, it uses like the gas, you know, you use your grid power for when you don't have power available, that kind of?
No, we're not talking about him now. What happens is you have, at least where I am, I have two meters. I have a meter that counts all the energy I produce and just the regular meter. And yes, they're both smart meters. And I just recently figured out how the credit works. What they do is they pay you for your generation, whatever time of the day it is. So if it's produced at peak, you get the peak rate. We have three different generation rates. And they'll pay you, usually the sun is up in the peak period, and you get paid top dollar for generation. And then they credit that cash value against anything you use. So theoretically, you could get a bill of zero.
I see.
Which I have got. It's a little complicated because I just recently found out that any generation credit can only go against a generation debit. There are two other charges on your hydro. One of them is delivery, which makes sense. Another is called regulation. So they have delivery charges based on paying for the wires and regulation based on paying for all the government bureaucracy that makes up hydro rates. So at least that's how they've broken it down.
Did they attach your solar panels up?
No. You just get a installer, third party. They're basically
so if you thought about charging them a rate for, as they charge you a rate for whatever, you charging them back one at a finger bob fee?
No, it's it's their power line. They can charge or give whatever they want, but it is regulated. So,
but if it's your electricity, you can charge them a finger bob fee. What you call it?
No, you're gonna. That's not part of the rules.
But they tell you that's part of the rules. But if you wanted to do it, you could do. You give them a notice.
Oh my God! You know what happened in America if you send them a notice?
What would happen? They cut you off.
They come and they kill your pet. When they beat the piss out of you.
You're in Florida, aren't you? Original.
Yep, I am. Yep.
Are we echoing through Napoleon?
No. My microphone's... Yeah, I've just...
Oh, your light is on.
Always lit up.
Your light is on. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we echoing through me?
Yeah, but he's not echoing.
I'll mute him. Are you...
Are we echoing through Rachel? No, it's not Rachel.
It's not me.
It might be me.
No,
it's not Rachel.
Huh. It's not me. It's Napoleon.
It was Napoleon?
No, it's not Napoleon.
Is it me?
Is it Craig?
No, it was Napoleon.
That new mic. It got him. Is that NSA?
We were coming through delayed, so maybe we're playing on a stream. He can't be streaming us because we're not streaming.
You can stream Craig too. You guys know that, right? I believe.
No, I did not know.
I believe that Craig, when you get the link, the link is also the like. See, now I'm echoing. But the link is also you can.
I couldn't listen to it when I tried it.
No, I don't think. I think you're wrong.
I thought it said you could.
No.
No.
All right. Well, no, we're echoing through Napoleon.
What it does is it lets you download the audio files before you finish the recording. And
yes,
it's like
you can do that.
So, hypothetically, if you set up a stream to that audio file, like I think that's kind of what Simulant's thinking, you could stream that way.
Well, but it's a static file, though. It's not a streaming file.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't support that on its own.
We have an enemy in the lobby. An enemy, do you have a voice? An enemy is a verified mute. He's playing outside the Van Allen something.
I was going to... No, that's inside the ISS. So, Ab, you generate the power, then you get the credit, but you're not generating... They're not receiving the power you're generating, right? You're not sending it back to them somehow.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course I am.
How did it goes through the line?
Well, I believe, just looking at the wires, I'm pretty sure the power comes into my house and I use what I need and it comes back out and goes back up their line. So I take what I need and then give them the balance.
At the meter.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
You have an inverter that converts the DC to AC, and they
AC you have wiring. A big inverter.
So you get that's sweet. You can get the zero bill, zero energy bill. Then can you like I don't know? It's probably different, of course, in Canada. But if you get like the solar gimmick, you can like, you know, write it off or something maybe?
No. Oh, no, you can't write it off because it's not a business. There was a business option, but I didn't take it. I'm not sure I should have taken it. I had mixed ideas about it, but I decided not to. But I could have definitely written it off, and the income would have been taxable too.
How much paneling do you have?
I have 13 kilowatts. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that like meaning
you can't. You can only carry a credit. They won't write you a check. So I believe the credit's only good for 12 months after it was generated. So after that, they'll just take it.
So go ahead.
So you don't want to create more power than you need. That's the idea.
Oh, it's like the
devil. Do you have batteries also?
No, I don't have them.
You ever considered like hooking your neighbors up to your house?
No, I don't like my neighbors.
For a lady. you might like them more if they're paying you for the
electricity. No. It's not our power, it's not worth the trouble. It's not really overly expensive because it's political. They politicized it. We have the biggest nuclear generation maybe in all the world here. So if that's a fraud, that like I believe, then there's a lot of money being taken. But they say 50% of all our power is
what's in the fraud angle? Is it really just hydroelectric? Is that kind of a
well, my fraud idea is they don't generate anything in those plants. So everything we have is from hydro and or well, we don't have coal anymore. I just don't think we can trust any part of what they say is happening. But if there's no nuclear in the equation, then you have to assume that it's hydro and, well, they replace coal with gas. There are many gas plants, and they are making stuff. I can see the pollution. We just traded coal pollution for gas pollution.
The fracking earthquake.
Do you have many wind turbines?
No, I don't. We don't frack here. But I'm just saying that burning gas does pollute. They say it doesn't, but I've seen the plant many times, and whatever comes out of it is pretty yellow. That doesn't look clean. At least it doesn't look clean. Maybe it is clean, but
don't trust the air you can't see. That's what they say.
Well, I can see it, and it's yellow.
There you go. And you can breathe it, just like on Venus or something.
Yeah.
Like this Venetian air.
So I think the nuclear is still a fraud. Nothing has changed my mind about that because I think nuclear science is a fraud. So. But my point was originally that solar is a real power and it is becoming more inexpensive every single year. And I think countries in Africa will have the biggest benefit because if they can get really cheap power from solar, you don't need a big infrastructure because you can just keep it local.
Yeah.
You don't need to send it across the land with super high power voltage lines, which are very expensive to run and maintain. And if you keep it very local, then things like clean water, all the things that we take for granted will be more widespread there, and that will make a profound difference in, I would say, impoverished lands.
Yeah.
So instead of the warlord and his machine gun army, hovering the USA ID food, fake food drops, they'll be like, you know, hanging out near the solar panels, like,
well,
fake Kony 2012. They'll be like, yeah, solar panels. Kony will be stealing all the solar panels instead of the kidnapping girls.
Yeah, but solar panels won't be worth stealing as they go down in price. They're already falling every year. Even now, where I live, it's not really worth paying for solar panels because obviously you have to maintain them and they will deteriorate over time. It's just like any other asset, but I just did it for many other reasons other than money.
I think it's cool, for sure.
Why? Why then?
Well, I told you, I don't like to contribute to the fraud that is our hydro company here. So this is a very small way of not contributing, because they're not getting my money.
Well, at nighttime they are.
No, they're not getting my money. I told you, I generate, my bill is almost zero. So yeah, of course I draw at night, but I'm drawing from my own bank account, my own bank of watts, electrons, if you were. So that was one reason. That was a big reason.
The others?
Well, it's just fun to have your own gas station in your house, too.
Oh, you have an electric car?
Yeah.
Which one?
I just got a hybrid.
Is it all electric?
It's a plug-in hybrid.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So I can go pretty far just on my own electrons.
That's good.
Did Tesla, and that works. Did Elon Musk send you a thank you when you bought the car? Anything?
No, I bought a car built in Ontario where I live. I'm not really a big nationalist, but I do like the idea of supporting my neighbors.
Yeah.
Even though they're 300 kilometers, 400 kilometers away, they're still paying into the same pool of money I am. So I do like that idea.
It's pretty cool. You have a local car building. Where I'm from in Indiana, we have, they build Toyotas there.
Yeah, I'm a Toyota person before I was a Chrysler person. Yeah. Are you from Indiana?
Yeah, originally, yeah.
Oh, well, I just went through Indiana for the first time. I have an Indiana e-pass.
Indiana e-pass? I don't even know what that is.
Well, you know, they have Easy Pass for the tollway.
Oh, where I'm from in Indiana, you went through the northern part, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm from, which is like the Indianapolis and kind of below area.
Okay, yeah.
We don't have, thank God, we don't have the
Indianapolis. Well, in around Chicago, they have a lot of toll roads.
Yeah.
And I got stuck in a toll lane that closed, and I had to back out. It was a real pain. So I said, I'm just going to get an easy pass, because you can use them all around here in New York State, and if I go up and down the East Coast, you can use them, and even Florida just signed on.
Yeah, we had the Sun Pass, but yeah, I think they're switching it now.
Yeah, so they hooked up to Easy Pass. So, yeah, I bought that in Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I have friends. They call that the region, right by Chicago.
Yeah, it's not exactly the best area.
No. Yeah, you're near, like, Gary and...
Yeah.
No, East St. Louis. I remember driving to the casino.
Yeah, we... Coming back, we went under the Chicago Skyway because we wanted to get something to eat, but I didn't realize we were in the south side of Chicago. So I decided not to get out.
How many? Yeah, it's like on National Lampoon Vacation. Whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going through my mind.
Roll them up.
I said, let's keep going. Let's go to Indiana. It might be a little better. And, you know, Hammond, Indiana wasn't exactly upscale, but it was better. It was a little better, but not much.
Yeah. You could probably park safely.
I parked right by, and then as soon as I'm in there at the Pizza Hut, another black dude pulled up right in front on the sidewalk. I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. There's a whole parking lot, and he just parks on the sidewalk. So I thought, well... I'll just bite my tongue and see what happens.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah, he parked on the sidewalk, so he literally opened his door into the store. I thought the guy was going to tell him to move, but he didn't do any of that.
Nothing new. Nothing new, I guess. Nothing he hadn't seen.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't want a conflict there.
Maybe that's the way you are supposed to park. Maybe they were looking at you like, look at this guy.
No.
You had to park in front of the door on the side.
Everyone else was parked between the lines and the side there. Yeah, it was funny. But we went under the Chicago Skyway, which is the south side of Chicago, which is not a good area.
No, they have a lot of shootings, apparently, according to the news.
Quite a few murders.
I guess it's possible. I don't want to argue about it, but...
I'm saying that's what the news says. I don't know if it's true or not. But that's what they say on the TV.
Yeah, I guess it's possible. Chicago's not a good... Is murder capital of America, I believe.
The numbers are so high. They're like... Son of a gun, dude.
Yeah, if you look on, I don't know if I posted on fakeologist.com, but I have a sub-blog called moreab.fakeologist.com, and I think I put out the Chicago statistics, and there's quite a gruesome set of statistics where they show everything, including where the people are shot, and it's crazy. I'm looking now on moreab.fakeologist.com, see if I can see it. I might have put it on fakeologist.com. I think I did.
I had my comparison of the reported casualties and injuries and stuff from the Arab-Palestinian conflict since 2000 maybe. And I can't remember, it's been a while. But the numbers, for as much of a, for as big of a deal as people, as the alt-Reich makes about Israel and stuff. And, it's like the numbers for the fatalities and stuff, they're not as bad as Chicago's, more people were killed in Chicago last year, according to the statistics, than were killed in the last 7 years of the Palestinian-Israel conflict.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the link. Do we believe Chicagoland stats? That's what I put. No wonder I couldn't find. I used the word Chicagoland. A person is shot every 3 minutes and 29 seconds. A person is murdered every 17 minutes and 42 seconds. And that's a website called heyjackass.com. If anyone wants to see that, I'll put it in the live stream show notes here.
Let's look.
Yeah, your audio is a little low, original stimulant.
Let me see if I can turn my volume up.
So you're down in Florida.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. The PSYOP capital of
the nation. Yeah, you had something in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I didn't pay much. I don't really pay attention to him anymore. But yeah, the Madden, the football game shooting or whatever. That was, that's the rumor.
Uh-oh. There's, I like this little audio here. There's a website called 153news.net. And someone named Jeffersonian Girl posts these videos with that fun music at the beginning. And they've done a lot of work on Jacksonville. I'll post a link there as well.
Check it out. Were you posting in the live show, live stream show notes? I got you.
Yeah.
What this girl says.
Yeah, I can't follow every single hoax. It's too much work.
Yeah, it is. What's the payoff anyway?
Yeah, it's a low payoff. I don't mind some of them though. It's fun to watch a little bit, but
it's more game to try to see if one of them is real.
Yeah. Has anyone been listening here to Master Fake Theater? Anyone like that?
I haven't. Is that on, what's that on? on the website?
Yeah, fakeologist.com.
Have you been tweeting it, too? I follow you on Twitter. But...
Yeah, it should come through. I don't rely on Twitter, really, to retweet, but yeah, it should come through. It's on, I put it on the audio stream, sorry, I put it on the RSS feed for the Fakeologist show. Since I don't do enough Fakeologist shows, I'm putting the Master Fake Theater on those as well. And therefore, if you're downloading the podcast on a podcatcher, then it should show up automatically.
So I have one called audiochatsfakeologist.com.
Right. That's, yeah, I have two feeds, the audio chats and just the regular Fakeologist. Are you subscribed to both?
No, I'm only subscribed. I didn't know that. I didn't think I knew there was a difference.
Yeah, there's two. There's two streams. I was thinking of putting them all on one stream. I almost probably should, but we'll see. I might change it. Obviously, didn't know, so you're proof that.
Fakeologist show?
Yes.
Okay, I see it. It just showed up here. And then I'm going to subscribe here.
What are you looking on?
I use one called a podcast service called Downcast.
Okay.
Oh,
is that on your phone?
Yeah.
Downcast. Yeah. There are quite a few. I use Beyond Pod, but they stopped working on it, so there's a few bugs in it.
I think Downcast is by far the best one I found. But it mostly, like, I use another service called Video Downloader or whatever to capture stuff from, like, YouTube.
And yes.
It lets me port it over real easily. And
well, how do you port it over?
Well, I'll download it and then just I'll download it something off YouTube, for example, you know.
Yes.
And I'll just open it in Downcast, you know.
Yes.
Open with, and then I open it in Downcast, and then it, you know, I just put it in a file there, and then there it is. You know, I put it in a playlist, I'm sorry, there, and then.
Okay.
And then there.
Well, I do the same thing. I use a program called 4K to MP3, and that will rip off YouTube. And they're trying to stop that, by the way. They don't like that.
Every like. Few months, there'll be a day or two where it says that it's not working.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll have to either wait.
Update.
Unfortunately, they don't update this last one I bought. Downcast updates a lot, or updates when it needs to, I should say, but the Video Downloader doesn't.
There's one for iTunes that Adam promotes called Overcast.
The podcast player? Or
I've never heard of Downcast. That just proves that it's so hard to figure out. Wait, it's not for Android.
Is it not?
No, that's why I haven't heard of it.
Downcast
is for Apple. You have an Apple, obviously.
Yeah, I do. It is hard. It is hard to find like a good when Downcast was jacked up for a while. It was hard to find like another usable, you know, podcast player that would like. Get that would capture like everything I wanted.
Well, yeah, I use Beyond Pod. I'm looking here. They promote Stitcher, Spreaker, Overcast, which I thought was that's for iOS. Oh, yes, there's Podbean.
I just listen on your site, but I found your feeds.
It's really better not to. It's better to listen in a podcast player because that way, if you stop, you don't lose your place.
Yeah. I suppose so. I never give it really thought. I mean, I've only been listening to your site less than a month, probably.
Oh, so this is it? Sorry, Ab. This is like MFT, Master Fake Theater, right? Real news from Marcus Allen. Phil Jahan on Last American Radio Show. Okay.
Yes.
So what this will let me do is... Go ahead. Well, I was going to say what this will let me do is I just searched it, right, and I just found it, so I can just click on, say, I'll click on this first one, Brian Stavely, and I'll download it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then from now on, it'll appear in my window, or it'll appear like under my, you know, kind of like auto subs me or whatever to it. So
yeah,
I can just check it for updates.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up so you didn't know I had two feeds. Great.
I like podcast feeds too. You know, I mean, I like podcasts. Like in video, you drive, right, for a living?
I drive.
You know, it's I'm a painter. It's just watching videos and stuff is not only do I not like it, but it's kind of untenable, you know. So
yeah, well, you can't get anything done.
Yeah, listening to the audio, I just prefer immensely.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay close attention. You can just listen in the background. Yeah,
right.
That's great. It does get tiring after a while, but and some people are boring. I can be boring.
Everybody can, but you find something new, you know.
Yeah, it's.
Like, I liked the Clues Chronicle was doing, but I guess they stopped doing that. That was
No, they're still doing it. I'm actually going to highlight their last one. You remind me. Their last one, which they said it was on Utøya, which is the Norway shooting hoax from back in the day. But they went all over the place, and it was quite good.
I
think it was.
I
think it was their best one.
The 21st. But then their last one from before that was the 30th, maybe?
Yeah, they come and they go.
Okay.
They come and they go. It's it takes work.
To make these massive ones, I'm sure it does.
The problem is they make the files too big as well. I'm going to fix that because they put Simon's music in, and Simon likes the audio to be really high fidelity. But the files are just huge. And so I reduce them down to the lowest amount. I reduce it to the lowest bit rate before you start to notice it is annoying.
So this one is the Utøya one, 219.4 megs.
How many?
219.4 megs.
Yeah, that's too big. You can't do that. You can't do that to people. I think that's my opinion. So I actually have to fix up this last Master Fake Theater here. So you'll hear a little bit of editing while I'm doing it.
My phone's going to die here pretty soon, so I'm going to have to get off pretty shortly.
Oh, you're on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah, my laptop shit out on me. I'm not sure what's going on with it. I don't know if it's the screen. I need to take it somewhere, but it's been too.
Well, I usually buy used laptops. You get a used laptop for $300. So usually if a laptop dies, I just buy another used one with a one-year warranty.
What do you buy used from? Pawn shop or something?
No, I buy it off Amazon. I buy everything off Amazon.
Like is it like a refurb?
Yeah,
or is it
I always buy refurbished computers.
Nice.
And if they last a year for $300, it's fine.
And they give you a year warranty, huh?
Yeah, I've never had a problem. For a couple $100, I don't really worry too much about if it doesn't work properly. But, you get at least a year out of it, you're laughing. Yeah, here's the intro to Master Fake Theater. Thank you for listening to Fakeologist's Master Fake Theater. For more information on this and other audios, please go to fakeologist.com. If you like this production, please encourage Fakeologist and send a small monthly donation of just $1.19 a month to Fakeologist on PayPal. Thank you, and tune in again for another edition of Master Fake Theater.
I think I put the extra first. Oh, that is the extra.
Okay, I'll be okay. There you go. There you go, Master Fake Theater.
Is that video? Do you wear like an ascot and a robe and have a pipe?
Yeah, very good. That's funny. Unfortunately, it's a blatant ripoff of Howard Stern. He did the same thing.
You're a Howard Stern listener, right? Like, didn't you post some Richard and Sal stuff or before?
I don't listen to him right now. That's not to say I'm not going to in the future. I'm just not right now.
I had Sirius for a while and listened to him then, but I still listen to like the Howard or the Richard and Sal, you know.
Yes.
Collections.
I would say most of them are not funny, but there's very few that I like actually. But that was one of them. The one I posted. I did, for some reason it just made me laugh.
They wore that Tradio thing out, man.
Oh, this, yeah, it's just
that was, swap that and was shop funny. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've got to go here. My phone's dying.
All right. Thanks for coming out. There goes Original Simulant. We have Anemone, who's not listening. Chad is here. Taste of Freedom is here. John LeBon is here. Phil is here. Rachel's here. Rolo's not here, but it says he's here.
Yeah, he's editing video, I think.
Oh, okay. He posted a video that you can absolutely not see anything. It's completely black.
That's all right. I can hear me echoing in the background.
I can't hear you. Unless you're echoing through me.
Is it Napoleon? Are you still there, Napoleon?
You're probably echoing through me. When I play audio here. Now you won't echo through me. Try it again.
I'm not echoing now.
No, what happens is I have to change the sensitivity of my mic when I'm playing audio, otherwise it cuts out.
Is that what I was playing with that, yeah. I couldn't understand why sometimes I could hear audio playing, sometimes I can't. I gave up in the end.
Well, I have to change it on my end. If the audio is low, it won't pick up on this Discord, and you won't hear. You'll hear it cut out. So.
I was playing with Craig.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Craig and how it influences with him.
So you buy Niagara?
Yeah, well, Niagara is close enough.
I've been to Canada once when I was 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Niagara is where we get all our power.
Yeah. That's why it's hydroelectric.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Much, I don't know if it was hydroelectric was basically perfected or invented there, but definitely one of the first in the world, but I don't know. It just makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go shortly to Niagara Falls, New York. There's two Niagara Falls, one on each side of the river. And there's a place called Goat Island. And there's a statue of Nikola Tesla there.
Huh?
Now, I know John LeBon is listening, and he says Nikola Tesla is just a phony and a fake, but I'm pretty sure it was a real person, sort of like Einstein. They just attributed all these inventions to.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't know why he... I guess because of the car company Tesla. Yeah. I guess he's famous because of the car company Tesla. They promoted his name. And they even renamed a street near Toronto, Nikola Tesla Boulevard, which I thought was crazy. So I guess it's all because of Tesla.
Yeah.
Oh, John LeBon is saying Nikola Tesla didn't exist. He was fictional. But
is he saying that in this live stream?
He's in the general unverified chat.
All right, okay, let's look.
Okay.
You can't phone people up now in the general unverified.
You can't what?
Phone people up, you know, give them a smiley.
Oh, yeah. I took all those things away. because there's too many new people, too many trolls go in there. So nobody should be in there unless they want to meet the unverified trolls.
And that's the same for the lobby, is it?
The lobby anyone can go into right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. But if I wanted to go into something and not and just talk to people who aren't mute, I would choose one of the other rooms.
Well, let me think here. I can't remember. Can an unverified person go into any, can they go into the lobby? I guess they can. I can't remember.
Huh.
Well, there are new people that join the lobby. I have to see what the permissions are.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't want to put you on the spot there.
No, it looks like everyone can go into the lobby. But let's see here. Yeah, I have a whole, you know, I see. Anyone can go into the lobby.
Yeah. So I'm best hanging out in a room.
Well, I haven't checked. No, I haven't changed the rooms either. Okay. Anyone can go into any room.
All right, okay.
It's only the audio chat live stream where
people.
You must be verified or a moderator.
Huh.
Hey, g'day, Ab. How you going?
Hi, Rollo. How are you? Am I traveling?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. I was listening into it a little bit. Craigbot's in here recording. Is that you?
Yeah.
Yep, so we're all being recorded. Oh, okay. Yes. So what is the date here? It's the 11:33, Tuesday the 28th. Of August 2018. Oh, I've got to cut all this.
Are you back from Geelong?
Yeah, I'm back from Geelong, yeah.
How far of a plane is it from you?
An hour and a quarter.
Oh, that's not bad. So you spend more time going through security than you do flying.
Yeah, getting molested. I learned to get pissed off on the way back before after my island incident. I posted a video. Sorry, Rachel, go.
Don't mention terrorism.
I'm not a terrorist. I'm a terrorist. Yeah, I know. I was just saying I learned from my mistakes. Yeah.
So tell us all. I looked at a bit of the video today. Post it again, please.
I put it in general.
It's in general now?
Yeah, because in general unverified, Rachel was telling me before the picture doesn't come up. So I went down and visited Frank and Luke and his producer. I forgot his name already. But he's...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. So I put it all in there. And I've got, I've got tons of...
Now I can see it better. I was looking on my phone earlier. And I couldn't see anything. It was so dark. But I can see a little better now.
Yes, you mentioned that. I saw you mention that.
But I can see a little better now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the actual high quality produce. Frank was a bit Frank at the top of the day.
No. Is that Chrissy?
It's a ball, right? We live in a ball.
Yeah, that's my wife. Yeah.
All right. Well, Luke Biscuit.
Okay.
Look, a lot of the inspiration came from him. He came to me.
I'm here with the producer, and you found this guy. He's Mr. Karaoke, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
And he that's it.
There you go. Good stuff.
It is. It was a great night. I mean, obviously a lot of booze, a lot of hookers and blow. I think it's the end.
Good for you.
Video. Yeah, it was good fun. It was good fun. But
Good for you.
I've got a better thing to produce with me and Frank. Frank actually took me back to Tullamarine, which is from Geelong. It's about a two-hour drive. And we had a long conversation, and I don't want to rush it. I don't want to rush it too much.
You recorded it, the conversation?
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
Good for you.
On video. Oh, yeah, for sure. Otherwise, I don't remember it. I don't remember what I've said or whatever. Frank, private messaged me and said, look, you didn't get my... No, he didn't say get my permission, but he didn't say...
Was he being flippant or serious?
I said, look, anything that's said should be able to be used. And if I edit too much, it looks like I'm trying to fake
things. I get it.
So what I basically try to do is point and shoot, and if there's music behind, you know that there's no editing going on. You know what I mean? Because you can hear the tracks behind. The only thing that worried me is someone was playing a tune that could have been copyrighted because Velocet, which I heard you chat with the other night, it was a good conversation actually, because Velocet's he's a professional guy when it comes to audio.
Yeah, that got taken down off my channel.
Go again?
Yeah, YouTube cleared it off.
Yes, with the moon landing.
Because of the music.
Yeah, the music.
Was that Low Rider?
WMG, yeah. An issue with it. So
I think that's automatic. I think they check all new videos against the music catalog. I think that's right.
So you got to be careful. You got to be careful about that with music in the background. So when we were talking with Luke and Frank, obviously Frank is in the video and Luke. when you're not pointing a camera at him is a lot more exciting, but we can't talk about that here. But you have to meet him in real life. But I said to Frank, it would be actually amusing if Luke gave me a copyright strike for using his video.
I don't think. Yeah, I guess he would have to do it.
I've only got 21 views on it so far, and I haven't published it. I just put that there for fakeologists, muse over and enjoy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
you're a good man.
You got a sweet voice, Rachel. I'm glad you and Rachel. Is this all being recorded? This is all being recorded.
I hope so.
Yeah. You remember when Marcus Allen, that 2 hours that Marcus Allen didn't get recorded? I was so cranky that
Marcus
day.
Who?
I really was so cranky. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little more about Frank. Is he as exciting in person as he is on the radio?
Absolutely more exciting than you'd want to know. He's no fake. He gives me hugs. He didn't even know me, and he's
it's great
because you've got the time to travel around.
That's great that you have the time to travel around.
Yes. Like I said, it was only an hour to get there, and Frank sort of organized the hotel and whatnot, so he did a lot of the work for us to get there, and I knew it would be a great night. I don't like going to places for nothing to do. So, yeah, we only went there for 3 days, and we had a ball. We had an absolute ball. Really, really good time. Yeah. I recommend Geelong to anyone, even if you're not a Cat supporter, and that doesn't make any sense to you, but, Geelong. Great place. I got lost at 4 in the morning because I needed a packet of cigarettes and because I don't know Geelong like the back of my hand like I do in Newcastle. And I'm wandering aimlessly trying to one. Because the hotel guy said, look, you know, up there, left, right, left, left, right. I'm just going, oh, fuck. Oh, got lost. And I met a young 18-year-old woman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And she pointed me to the 7-Eleven, which was open at 4 in the morning. Because I thought it was open at 7 and it closed at 11.
Close at 11.
That's the work that
7-Eleven.
Yeah, so it's an old cool thing. So she was 18 years old, and she had bright pink hair. She was very pretty, too. And
sure.
And all she wanted was a couple of cigarettes. And, yeah, I think you're allowed to smoke at 18, aren't you?
I don't know. But you corrupted her endlessly.
No, I didn't.
Have you heard this?
Hello. Go. Fakeologist speaking. You're listening to Master Fake Theater. Present to you some of my favorite 11 audio. I selected these audios based on the idea that they will help further your knowledge of the folks that 9/11 was. While I can't endorse every thought in each audio, I do think they're worth your while. Please visit fakeologist.com to explore endless hours of 9/11 and media fake news. Thank you for listening on the Master.
Very British, the music at the
background. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to the Brian Stavely Show on the Last American Radio Broadcast.
There you go. Just bringing back some old audio for people. I thought you'd like that. And, I think Craigbot might serve you well, Rolo, since you're always over here in the lobby and you can get it going now. It works pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah, you got a bit of a frog in your throat there. What's going on?
Come I know.
Clear it up.
Allergy season.
Are you in your truck with the bug on the steering wheel?
Did you like that?
I did. You and Bellicet chatting about a bug. A bug on the steering wheel. I
have that video you
so
posted.
Random. Why not?
Sorry. Hey, Phil.
Who we got?
Yeah, Phil. What are you saying?
Phil Blanks.
You posted a video to John LeBon about Back to the Future 9/11. I was wondering what you thought of it.
I never watched it, but I know John. I thought John might be into it, but he already saw it, so. I've heard lots of talk about it. I don't have much to say about it. I never watched the movies, actually.
Have you seen Back to the Future?
No.
You haven't seen Back to the Future, correct?
No, I never watched it, no.
It's a great film. It really is good.
Oh, I'm not going to argue about that. Yeah, I'm sure. I just am... I don't watch every movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, me the same.
John LeBon says...
I've heard so much about it.
I
don't think I have to watch it.
Joe Alexander is the dude's name.
He says he didn't just watch it changed his life, so... Sounds like a video worth watching, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Joe Alexander?
I don't know. John LeBron
has the guy who takes credit for making the video. The narrator. The narrator as well.
Joe Alexander is the dude who made this video.
Well, so what are your thoughts on like all the predictive programming from like more than just Back to the Future, but like the cartoons and the wrestling.
Not much.
You probably covered it before.
It's all part of the movie. 9/11 was a movie.
I like calling it a magic trick.
Yeah, it's definitely a magic trick. Definitely.
And the part of the magic trick at the end where they... You know, have like the big reveal. I think is like showing the monolith, the Millennium Hotel. That's what the video shows.
Yeah, that never occurred to me with 9/11. I don't even know what that means. I know it's part of the video, but it's nothing I thought about with the whole 9/11 show.
Surprised me too.
Actually, that reminds me, I should advertise that we should do a 9/11 type broadcast on, probably on the Sunday, 9/9, but I can leave it. I can leave an open audio for 9, 10, and 11, I suppose.
Just stitch them together?
Yeah. But we should have a... Not that there isn't always enough activity here anyway, but I think we should have some kind of 9-11 broadcast, just a drop-in, really. I'm kind of promoting it indirectly through my Master Fake Theater, trying to highlight 9-11 shows.
Did you see 2001 Space Odyssey?
No.
Do you like Kubrick films in general?
No. I saw Eyes Wide Shut back in the day, and it didn't mean anything. I thought it was crazy.
What did you think about the... have you seen The Shining?
No. With Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that one.
I don't think I did. I like Jack and some of his movies, but I don't think I saw that one.
The popsicles at the end. Warriors.
Yeah, he froze.
No, I don't remember that then. Yeah, I'm not a huge movie buff when it comes to just general movies.
I haven't seen quite a few of the movies.
The thing about that Kubrick one, the 2001, was that it had a very integral component of a symbol of a black rock that was the shape of the screen that deceives us, the television screen. And then right next to the World Trade Center was a hotel in the exact same shape. Like kind of, not really rubbing it in your face, but like, emphasizing the role of the screen in conveying events like that.
Okay. Mm. Is this going to be posted on fakeologist.com or is it?
If it works, I haven't played with Craig.
Do you want me to drag StreamerBot into the lobby?
No.
All right.
I'm almost gone anyway. It's getting late for me, but actually, I put the link for this recording. Download it yourself. Do you see it in Craig Commands?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can see it. Yeah. Look. Before you go, Ab, I just wanted to say this. There was some personal stuff I said when I was talking with Frank.
Yeah.
And I actually have to edit out some of the stuff. You know, personal details and whatnot.
Are you talking about when you're driving with the guy?
Yeah. So there's personal details in there that it needs to be edited out, which takes a bit of work, and then it has to be rendered. I have to render it all up into and then upload it. And
it's okay. We can wait.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be two or three days.
You're a busy editor.
Yeah, I've got to cut in songs, and I don't know if songs are copyrighted or not, because Frank wanted I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss, because we were trying to sing it in the car. I can't get enough! Paul Stanley, you remember that band? Kiss, of course you do. Yeah, so I don't know if that's copyrighted or not, so So I might upload it and then have to then go and then take the goddamn song out. I'm sorry. There you go. You can play it here. Take off the stock on radio roller.
I just recently started paying for Spotify.
This is
another one named the same thing.
Try it. Hey, but you gotta put it to the pet part. Where you go, I can't get it now!
So much
out. Yeah? Yeah, you gotta get to the bit where it goes, I can't get it now!
Thank you.
that part.
It's in the break. So here it comes.
Wow, he really squeezed the
kick out.
Squeezed the nuts there. More.
You can see that.
Wow, he really hit him high.
Jesus, blew it all out. I'm really squeezing that. I'm really squeezing.
You blew out all the filters.
All right, man. Rachel's having a laugh. Only some making so unamused.
Rachel thinks you're funny.
Oh yeah, she's great. She's wearing black undies today. Now I'm in the doghouse.
So you verified that Frank is a real person.
He is real. There's no doubt about it. I've touched him. I've hugged him. He's real. As real as it gets. And even though we didn't get off on the right foot.
Really?
He was in the Well Aware One and what was...
All right.
Yeah, that's not that Jay.
Hello. Psychologist speaking. Master.
You love that, don't you?
Welcome to issue 26 of the Clues Chronicle. Please bear with some of our background audio, which will have transportation.
Hey, hoi polloi.
Due to our jet set lifestyle, I guess.
Yes, I just knocked his audio down to 25 megabytes, 10%. Still listenable though.
Yeah. And your podcasts, like I heard you with Velocet the other night, are great. They're balanced.
I try.
And obviously the guy is experienced in the behind the scenes of radio, so yeah. I do like Velocet a lot, yeah. And you. But we can't make friends. We can't make friends here on fakeologist.com. We've got to stay detached, as Frank says. We've got to stay detached.
Oh, he said that?
That's what he told me. He signed my book and said,
Frank detached. Frank said that, wow. Okay.
Yeah, stay detached. And whereas I like, mostly trying to make friends because I feel lonely a lot of the time. So
yeah, I'm finding out what color underwear people's wearing.
They're pink. They're not black.
It's all right, Rollo.
Yeah, I know.
You're everybody's friend here.
Yes, I think me and Rachel go way back now. 2 weeks, I think we've known each other. Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of great people on Fakeologist. I'm not gonna say. I guess the word friend can mean different things.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely friendly. We're Fakeologists, so in that sense, it is a community. I was more being facetious back in the day, but because someone took it so seriously, I thought I'd keep it going. So, you know who that is.
I love to, Marcus Allen. I love to hate you, Ab.
Well, it wasn't Marcus. It was the other guy.
What was his name?
That was going nuts about that statement. People shouldn't take me too seriously in the things I say.
Mm. But if you don't...
Was that guy?
Yes. Go, Rachel. What did you say?
See, I've listened to some of your audience.
Yeah, you got it. See? Rachel is paying attention.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, look, when it comes to Fakeology or Fakeologist.com, there is a time for being serious and there's a time for levity a little bit.
Levity.
But if you're always trying to crack jokes and whatnot, maybe you lose your, people won't take you seriously. What's the word?
I'm not worried about that.
You lose your... Look, I drink a little bit too much, and everybody that drunk cast and whatnot. I mean, no.
You sure do.
I try to be. I try to be serious, as drunk as I am. Even if I had a bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
I had a bottle of brandy the other night when I was with Frank. Oh, not with Frank, another mate. And I could still sort of get a few words out.
You could still, your drunk cast wasn't too bad. You weren't too out of it. I was surprised you drank a whole bottle.
Yes, a bottle.
You weren't too out of it. You handled it pretty well.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. Silverbeam came in at the end there. And someone said, I think, was it Napoleon that said, no, somebody said that I was cutting people off. We had Tom Dalper came in. And
it's okay to cut people off. Some people are long-winded.
I certainly can be. I'm known for it. But, yeah. Well, I kind of think of my life as like Seinfeld, you know, about nothing. What is it? The show about nothing? We've got heaps of people here. Who we got? We've got an enemy, Chad.
Chad, can you hear us? Chad, are you listening?
Do you want to unmute and say hello? Is he a new voice?
He is a new voice. He came from the John LeBron.
Yes, sorry. I'm not experienced at all.
No, you're fine. Either is wrong. Hi, Chad. Welcome to the Fakeologist Audio Chat with Craig session, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, thank you.
Dreaming.
Is this a regular scheduled talk you have?
No. This is impromptu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm brand new to this Discord server, so I was just experimenting and trying to get familiar with it. And I thought, and I did, as you suggested, I added your server to my options, and so I was exploring that, and I saw that there were a bunch of people in the lobby, so I popped in.
Yeah,
and it was just listening.
The community here comes and goes in waves, and right now we're on a hot streak. There's a lot of activity on the Fakeologist server, which is great. And thanks to John LeBon, I put the Craig bot over here. Because a lot of people don't go on the audio chat live stream, and none of it gets recorded. So now anyone can record, of course, and then they'll have to send it to me, of course.
Post it in Craig or send it to you?
Well, yeah, you'd have to send me the link. Only you get the link when you record.
Yeah, so would you want it posted in your Craig feed or sent to you?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, put in the Craig feed, just the link is enough. You don't have to email. Yeah, just put the link.
Do you think that you'll get to them within a week? Because they get deleted.
Yes, if you remind me, if someone points it out, I'll get to it. I'm very efficient.
Okay, that's good. I mean, you could upload it to a different service. Somebody could download it and upload it somewhere else. Just pointing that out for you.
Oh, sure. They could do anything. But yeah, send it to me.
Probably download a copy yourself. Just in case.
Well, if I'm paying attention, that's what I meant. You have to
not to you. I mean, those who record the audio files should also download a copy for themselves.
Absolutely. Definitely.
It'd be nice if it had an MP3 option, but it doesn't combine the streams.
Well, you need to use Audacity. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Very easy, actually. Yeah, so Chad, welcome. Enjoy it over here. It's a fun place.
Oh, thank you. I was exploring your website a little bit as well.
Oh, great. Do you find it navigable, or... Is it confusing or
no? It isn't. It is navigable. I was struggling to get into the Discord server for a little while, and I finally figured that out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's
what did you have to do?
Well, I finally figured out that I had to hit the audio chat button.
Okay.
And then by doing that, I was able to get in there. And now, you know, I have the application that I had downloaded, so now it's very easy. That I've added your server to my options, you know.
Yeah, it just puts it on the left side.
I like it better than going through the browser.
You should use the standalone app. Yeah, you should.
And I listened to half of Brian Stevely's podcast, which I thought was fantastic, and I want to finish it, but it was really good. So far.
So you found Master Fake Theater. You're enjoying Master Fake Theater.
Is that your new tagline?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, it's very catchy.
Thank you. I like to be catchy.
Very cool. Yeah, so I'll continue to look at some of the other podcasts. You know, some of my research into 9/11, you know, especially the No One Died, No One Got Hurt part of it, you know, that sort of had a lot of content that dealt with that.
Oh, yeah.
So I found that very instructive and helpful for me.
Oh, great. Could you record a bumper for me?
Record a bumper.
A bumper is where you say the words, you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com, but actually, sorry, I got it wrong. First, you introduce yourself, say, hi, I'm Chad from California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Sure.
And then I record it, and I'll give you just a preview of others that have done it, so you can... Since I'm here on my audio server, for instance, here's a funny one. Listen to this funny person here.
Hello, I'm Rachel. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. It's terrible.
And I actually had one from this guy. I've never heard of this guy before. He actually left one on my SpeakPipe, which is a service on fakeologist.com. You just click on it and you can send me messages. So he sent me one out of the blue.
Hi, I'm Joe from Atlanta, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
He sounds like a radio guy. Yeah. And here's one.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Oh, very good, Danny.
He forgot to say.
I think I know Joe from Atlanta.
Do you? I never heard of him before.
Oh, well, I think he's a member of John LeBond's website, if I'm not mistaken.
This is Waterman Chris from South Florida.
There we go.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Well, there's another one.
Yeah, we got a lot of John LeBond people here. So if you want to start recording, go for it. And actually,
Type exactly what you want me to say because I'll fumble it. I have to read it. Can you type that out?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Actually, it is on one of the... Let's see here. It is on one of the...
I've got it for you. I've got it for you because I saved it.
Okay.
Where do you want it in show notes?
Put it in a general unverified chat thing, and then I can just...
General unverified.
Yeah, because I can... That's what's coming up on my screen.
Yeah, that's on the top. But you are verified, I think, Chad.
I am.
Yeah, you can see all the groups.
Okay, thank you for that. Sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure how to do that. In fact, I wasn't even sure if I could get into your Discord server. So I signed up for an account with Fakeologist, and I guess I had to send some sort of an
introduction,
email. And I just basically emailed someone and said, my name is Chad. I'm at AB in a...
That's fine. Yeah. It's just to weed out the riffraff. There's a lot of bots that register. I usually delete most registrations since they're just bots. But if you send me an email saying you're not a bot and who you are, then it gets approved. And you were approved right away because I knew who you were. So you can comment on the main website. The main website is not attached to Discord at all. The names and usernames are all totally separate.
Okay, got it.
That's why there's two names there. So, all right, go ahead. Let's try it out. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, perfect. That was great. You got it in one take. Let's just listen back, see how everyone likes it.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, you got it in one shot, guys.
Ah, great. Thanks.
Not too many people can say that.
I couldn't remember my name.
Did you get it in one shot, Rachel?
No, because I missed out Liverpool.
That's all right. You're forgiven.
And then when I tried to do it the second time, I couldn't remember what to say at the beginning. My name is Rachel.
You forgot your name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is your membership, Ab, from all over the world? Is it, or does it tend to concentrate in one area, like Canada, or?
No, I've lamented many times. There's hardly any Canadians. I don't know where they all are. They're all fishing.
Oh, okay. You're getting a lot of Australians?
Yeah, Australians are off the charts. I don't know why. They must be very disaffected by the world.
Well, they must be the hub of thinking, you know, down in Australia, which I never knew. But that's pretty amazing.
It's hard to believe with all those blondes running around in bikinis on the Gold Coast. I don't know how they can concentrate.
Yeah, that's, you know, as a percentage of the population of the world, it's interesting you're getting such a high number of people from that part of the world. That is interesting.
They're way overrepresented. But that's fine.
I find the accents charming, too. I love the Aussie accent.
Yeah, if you listen to enough of them, though, they do get annoying. Canadians don't have accents, so I don't mind them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
We do?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, shucks. I've never heard it.
And some people say Californians have accents, too.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, not everybody thinks that. Actually, you don't have a very heavy accent, Ab. I will say that. You don't have
All right.
A typical Canadian accent.
Well, I don't know what that is, because I don't think there's any typical Canadians anymore. Everyone,
you got nice,
so.
You got nice quirky accent.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a horrible voice.
Yeah, it's
not good.
This is the
you
typical.
Think it was a man?
This is the typical Canadian accent here.
Real
listen
nice
to this guy.
Okay.
This is the hit single section of our album. Good day. Good day. Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug. How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Good day. Thanks for coming
you guys
down
ever heard
to
this?
Do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah. $10 is $10.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you were here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah.
How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North. Yeah.
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty.
Okay. How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional.
Oh.
We'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh? Good luck.
Okay.
There. Is that Canadian enough for you?
Anything.
Okay.
Who was that?
That's Bob and Doug McKenzie from the
80s. Exactly. Yeah, Bob and Doug McKenzie. That's your typical stereotypical.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember the skits they would do, the Great White North.
Yeah. Oh, you're old enough for that. Remember that, huh?
I totally am old enough. In fact, I just I was looking for one of their videos when you were playing that. So, I mean, that's exactly where my mind went to when you thought of,
Yeah. Canadian media doesn't make it to the U.S. very often, so that did. So that's pretty much where people's minds are with regards to Canada. We don't get a lot of media down there. It's obviously totally reversed here from U.S. to here. And then I'm just showing you.
I did travel to Canada once. I actually did a motorcycle ride up the Alcan.
Okay.
So I went through the Rockies up there, and I saw Lake Louise, and then Alaska Canadian Highway.
Oh, you went all the way up to Alaska?
Oh yeah, and then to Whittier, which I believe was the furthest north, and then crossed the border and ended up in Skagway, and then caught a ferry, I think to Anchorage, actually.
Oh, you went up the Alaska Highway all the way from California?
All the way from San Francisco, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I would like to do that.
It's gorgeous. I'll never forget it. It's a trip of a lifetime.
Oh, on a motorcycle. Be even better.
On a motorcycle, yeah. And I also rode to the tip of Baja. That was another epic trip. So I did north to Canada, and then I did south all the way to the tip of Baja.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Well, not on a motorcycle, though. I'm just looking at the map now. That's a long way.
It's a long way. It was quite a few years ago. I was much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you must be in your 50s.
I am. And I tent camped the whole way.
Oh, wow.
And it rained a lot in Alaska. It rains a lot in the summertime.
Okay.
And I think the trip was like 6 weeks.
Well, you must have had time.
Oh, yeah. And I backpacked back into Denali National Park, which is untouched wilderness. You know, I see that.
I'm looking on the map. Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to find a part of the world that's so untouched, but it's a fantastic place to go if you want to go into, you know, wilderness, very untouched by man. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Alaska's vast.
It was amazing. All the huge mountains and so much of it is only accessible by airplane. I mean, the places you can drive isn't that much of an area, really.
Yeah. If I was going to do it, I'd go probably from, I guess you'd have to go from Vancouver in Canada to go all the way up. It's a long way, though. I'd only want to go one way and fly back.
Well, we came back through the Inside Passage on ferries. You can actually drive your motorcycle or car onto the ferry and then
Anchorage?
From Anchorage, yeah.
Yeah.
All the way to Canada. I forgot where we ended up in Canada. There's a big port. Anyway, it was pretty great. And Canada's a beautiful country, too.
Yeah, it's vast. Most of Canada's empty. You talk about untouched. It's mostly empty.
Yeah, I guess most of your population is along the U.S. border, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Most of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Canada is empty. I'll make that statement many times. You could put the entire world in Canada and we wouldn't really be rubbing elbows.
And my wife actually lived in Winnipeg for a few years.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I did.
Oh, really?
Too.
What year?
The 70s. 4 years, 74 to 78.
Yeah, she was actually a ballerina. She was in the Royal Winnipeg Ballet.
Oh, yeah, that's famous. Wow.
Yeah.
She can stand on her toes, huh?
She can stand on her toes. And so she went there early in her career as a ballerina. And I think she danced there for two or three seasons. And she said the only thing that's going on there is hockey and ballet. And the rest of the time it's bitterly cold. And you know.
Well, the winters are bitterly cold, but
yeah.
Anyone from Minnesota would, or North Dakota would be right at home. So no difference. No difference in weather. It's just cold in the winter. But in the summer, it is the sunshine capital of Canada. And it's also in the center of Canada. Did you know that?
I did, yeah. It's right in the middle.
Yeah. And they were going to make it a type of super hub of North America. It never happened, really. And if you listen to some of the old Fakeologist audio chats, I don't always just talk fakery. But I did talk to someone named Frank Albo, who was talking about the unique architecture of Winnipeg. And I think he touched on a little bit of what Winnipeg was supposed to develop into as a super city. Never happened, though.
Well, apparently Winnipeg is a big center to go trip out on ayahuasca.
I wouldn't know. I'm not into drugs. But
I'm not either. I've never
heard that.
Oh, really?
I thought you had to go to South America for that.
Well, oddly enough, Winnipeg, for some reason, attracts people who use ayahuasca. I have no idea why that is.
I've never heard of that.
I read it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't take drugs either, so. I don't say it from personal experience. It's just something I heard.
All right. Well, that's funny.
I can't prove it. I have no evidence, but it's something.
That's all right.
Yeah, look, JLB said the Sink community loved Winnipeg for the ayahuasca.
Yeah, okay. I don't know anything about the Sink community.
If you read the Sink books, a lot of the authors, or some of the authors, talked about going, or one or two, I believe, talked about going to Winnipeg and using ayahuasca. Yeah, there we go. JLB, they have written books about it. Oh, thanks, JLB.
He's right there.
Yeah. He's yep. backing me up.
SMJ is in the General Unverified as well. He can't hear this because we're not streaming. But we are recording on the CraigBot. I'm going to have to take off in a couple of minutes. But I just thought I'd drop in. I've been here, an hour and a half now? A little longer than I wanted to be. I thought I'd just say hi. But there's so many people here tonight. But normally, Chad, if you go in the audio chat live stream, you would be broadcasting live and you would be recorded automatically. You wouldn't need CraigBot. I only put CraigBot here for people showing up in all the other rooms and not recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's...
Unless Rolo's in, because he'll just pull in the streamer bot.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyone that's a moderator can just move streamer bot around. That's true. He discovered something I never thought of, so. But it actually is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as we know it. You just tell us.
Yeah, as long as you tell people. That's only ethical.
Mm.
Get this spooky man keeps coming in here. I don't know why. Yeah, I can't hear you anyway. You're very low. No, I can't hear you. But what I will do, I think if I leave, I'm not sure if I leave, can you turn off my Craig bot, Rachel? Or can anyone turn it off?
Yeah, I already showed you that. You can.
So anyone can turn it off. Okay.
So I think so if you ask it to leave.
Anyone with the
Craig bot. Anyone can make it leave. Yeah.
Or maybe I just have to tell it to leave lobby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Otherwise, it'll just stay here and record even if I leave.
Yeah, 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We can try it, can't we?
Yeah. Well, I have to take off anyway. It's getting late here in, on the north shore of Lake Ontario. Chad, it was good talking to you. Napoleon.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's nice finally meeting you.
Yeah. I've met you before, Rachel, have I?
In text.
Oh, we haven't talked.
No, first time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we should have had a conversation earlier.
No, I keep missing you because I seem to be making tea when you're on.
Oh, that's fine, that's fine. I've heard you so much, I thought I'd talk to you.
Mm.
But nice to meet you. Nice to meet Original again. Phil B., thanks for all the million questions. Rolo, of course, always a pleasure. And Taste of Freedom, I don't think we talked tonight. As a matter of fact, I don't know if we've talked before.
We've talked once before.
Oh, hi, Jason. Okay, I remember.
What is it?
Are you from Hoaxbusters?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
You were part of the Exodus?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I know a whole bunch.
I know there's like a lot of drama over there. I'm just a content contributor on the blog, really. I don't do any moderation. Good luck to anybody who wants to be a moderator over there. I don't know.
This is the problem. We're in the lobby. Anyone can drop in there. That's okay. All right. Yeah, we're Hoaxbusters people are allowed here too. We don't discriminate.
You can get a bit
echoey. Yeah, we're Taste of Freedom.
Adam Heckering.
Spooky man. I'm gonna have that. Bye. I'm gonna have to get rid of Spooky Man.
It's like a kid playing at the lift.
Yeah, we have children here.
Right, so.
We're echoing through you a bit, Taste of Freedom. You must be on speakerphone.
I can find some.
Just push the talk.
That's better.
Yeah.
It freaks me out when I'm listening to myself speaking. Anyway, you said you were off.
Yeah, I'm off. Anyway, I'll leave Craig in here, and you can continue recording. You can throw him out when you're done.
Okay.
And anyone can check the recording as well. And I'll try and post this in the next couple of days, depending on how difficult it is. It should be hard, though.
Okay, nice speaking to you.
Take care. Nice to speak to you, Rachel. Bye now.
Bye-bye, Ab. Is anybody talking? Is that a big silence from everybody? You asleep now, Napoleon?
It's pretty late where he is.
It's pretty late where I am.
Oh, right. You guys are in the same place.
Yeah. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Boogeyman coming back on or what? That's what I'm looking forward to hearing from.
Anyway, your audio is pretty low.
Well, fine. Where's Spooky Man?
I think he's getting kicked off.
Oh, man. That's just
funny. I think the thing with Craig Bott is he doesn't records silences, unlike the streamer bot.
Does Craig, does he compress it out, Phil? Do you know? Or do you think he does it? What do you think? What are you saying, Rich?
I thought it's meant to be edited. It's like a very raw file that's okay. Given to the user. It doesn't do any... It doesn't do any post-processing for you. And it used to do that. Like, it used to have a JavaScript, processing program that you could run in your browser, but I think the guy found that was having too many problems.
Oh, right. It's got quite a lot of formats you can take it out as. You can take it out as a... Oh no, not an MP3. It's an an ACC. Yeah, I was having a little play with it, but I didn't try editing. I was just listening to it. Didn't do anything worth posting. I was just talking to myself. Should I throw it out, or have I got it thrown it out?
Do what?
The bot, see if I can get rid of it.
We ban it. Ban the bot.
Ban the bot. Ah, you're back, Danny. I thought you were asleep.
No, sweet and chat. It's late though. It's half 3. I'm going to mute for a minute and make a joint. Hey, okay. Rachel, stop waffling. No, yeah, it's too technical for me. I'm lost on all that when you talk about putting all the audios back together. And yeah, well, or you could just go in live.
Got to keep it pretty simple for Danny with like just wrestling themes, basically. A lot of wrestling.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Don't move too fast. Same to you, Rachel, earlier. I know loads of big words. But it's the best way. I might trump.
You're cutting in and out, I think, Danny.
Then, taking a piss. Pardon?
You're cutting in and out, I think.
I'm sorry. Right, I'm muting. I'm rolling up.
Right. Right, so.
Well, I'm going to bed. I just thought I'd see if the spooky man was still haunting the joint.
Yes, spooky man. Right. Oh, it's nice talking to you.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Okay. See you, Russ. Ooh.
So I'll just drag StreamerBot in. So here we are. We're back. Fuck. I didn't want you to lose all that, what you were saying. Tuesday, 28th of August, 2018. Craig Bott seems to have fucked off.
Isn't Craig Bott the one Hoaxbusters use?
Yes, yeah, and Ab was using it earlier. He was talking to a lot of new people. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know where the hell Craig Bott went, but so we're being recorded again now.
Yeah. No, I told it to leave because I was the only one in the room. And it doesn't
is that what it was?
Yeah, I was the only one in the room.
What do you say, Craig, fuck off?
God, that sounds like Dave Gleason. That sounds like Dave Gleason all over.
Craig Bott doesn't cut out silences.
Doesn't it?
Call it something more sinister. Something like, I don't know.
So what everybody
was the bad guy in 1984, but
oh yeah,
the guy that pretended to be
Winston. Was it Winston?
No, Winston's a good guy.
Oh, Winston. That's
Winston
me.
Smith. Yeah, you're. No, anyway, yes, so I was saying. On
yeah, the guy that
on the back. So basically, on the morning shows, both of them, they've got a background of white lines that keep appearing on them, and then blow me down the footy show, which is like quite a high rating show, whatever. But I'll post a picture of it. I took a photo. I couldn't believe it. He's talking away, and behind his head come these straight white lines appearing, and they go backwards and forth like a strobe thing over his head. And it's just looks stupid. It doesn't look like it's an unnecessary thing, but it's clearly put in there deliberately. And you know, it's really, really odd. Really odd. That's something I just noticed.
Yeah, when we were in, I don't see him here in Newcastle. But you're there in Port. You're in Port.
Listen. I drive back there. You don't see them because they're laying them out way into the country. And by the time you get it, you just get the white and join.
Oh cars, yeah,
you know? Yeah. So trust me, they're doing them.
Why should I trust you?
But it only happens. Every now and then, right? So it's only some days it's there, some days it's not, and really cold days it's not there, and really hot days it's there. And vice versa. So it's not they can't say, oh, it's ice crystals forming due to the colder. It happens on all sorts of days. But basically, I just think we got letters in the letterbox ages ago saying that the Air Force is conducting exercises and not to be alarmed. This is about, saying they were going to have jets flying over the top of us and stuff, but I didn't actually see them. But
there was one coming in the other day, actually, when we were flying back from Tullamarine to Newcastle. We don't have F-18. No, we don't have F-16. They won't sell us. No, man. But, F-16. There's an F-18, I think it was.
I see them driving past Newcastle all the time. The jets coming into, what's the base?
Williamstown. Yeah.
That's an interesting story in itself. You know, they've dumped so much shit in there. And again, how many of your mates, die of cancer and they've, they said that the groundwater there, they say it's fire retardant that's leached into the water. But there's an awful lot of sick people from down there, around that area, and they can't even sell their properties now. So.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't want to live out there. But I've been on the base. So I've been into the sergeant's mess.
Invited,
of course, but it was amusing to me when I was, 20 years ago. I had a mustache. I didn't have a beard. I had a mustache back then. And the guy at the gate said, "Can't come in with facial hair."
Really?
And then it was totally, serious about it. And I'm going, "Fucking what? I'm here to go to the sergeant's mess." I won't say the sergeant's name because he's still alive and he still works. I don't want to incriminate. Anyway, the guy was knew him well. He was just taking the piss. In you go, grunt. Or Sibby, or whatever you are. Yeah, I was just thinking.
And so what's Frank's 60-something, isn't he?
Yeah, 61, I think. And Luke Biskin turned 30 yesterday, I think. Luke Biskin from Jaws of the Jungle.
I've heard that song. It's
not bad. It's not bad, is it? He plays it pretty well live. I've got there are a few people with their cameras up recording it, and I went, I'm just going to talk to Frank and get drunk with Frank rather than stick, because it makes my arm sore holding a bloody camera up.
What kind of camera was it? You mean your phone?
Just an iPod. Yeah. Hand me down. Yeah. I posted a video of Frank talking to Luke, and I'm in there, sort of, stirring up the mix and that. He's a nice guy, Luke, and his producer actually produced the video. Is a nice guy too.
Cool.
So yeah, it's there on. It's not on fakeologist.com, but it's on. What do you call it? It's on. In general. I don't think it's in general. Oh, Rachel was saying something about it doesn't show up with a picture anymore in general and verified. Everything's got to go in general. It's in general, so yeah. Yeah, I even gave it a thumbs up. Yeah. So you can go in there and give it a thumbs up for us. Yeah. I had to, I didn't do too much editing. I just cut a few things out, but I don't like to, like I said, I don't like to edit too much because it becomes fake then.
Even I've though got two chicken, I've got two chickens standing next to me if you think it's me clucking.
Clucky, clucky. Hey, Rachel just went into the live stream and dropped back. What's that all about? What are you doing? Are you playing with the technology, Rachel?
No, I was looking for the live stream notes, and I just went into the live stream instead.
Yeah, you're right. Look, or woman. I think you're a woman.
Have you got proof of that? She might be using a
I have not asked Rachel to, I mean, how do you ask a woman she's proof she's a woman?
Did you see that thing that people were sharing all over the place about the new, some sex education thing, and they're now not allowed to use, they're not allowed to describe as vagina?
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be called the front hole. Yeah. I did too. I saw it. Yeah.
On this Ipswich site that I was looking at, you know, it's just like local news and, you know, someone that's trying to put stuff out, then they keep getting blocked. They've got 18 shut out sites as backup because they get literally knocked out one at a time. Basically, they're just reporting on, you know, local crime, you know, and things like this. They took pictures of toilets around the area, and the front doors of the toilets have got things like if you are offended by if you see someone that doesn't suit your version of a female coming in here. They know more than you do, so don't be offended. And on the people of there's all these people saying, you know, oh, you're, you know, sexist, and, you know, I'm not sexist, but you know, that you're scared, phobia.
Like,
well, if I've got my child, if you like, literally, if you send your little girl into a toilet and there's a bloke in there that identifies as a woman. Well, I mean, and especially with all the rapes that are going on, and, you know, we've had some horrific ones, and then we had a lot of, I think that was from some Muslim country, but not, you know, that somewhere where they don't get to see women in bikinis roaming around like we normally do in Australia. And they can't cope, you know, like, you try walking around the bikini in Egypt and go to the markets, you're going to get absolutely...
I haven't been to Egypt, but... Do they make them fully cover up there? I don't know.
Well, I knew some Swedish girls that told me that years before, they said they went there and they were getting absolutely harassed. The Swedish girls walk around in a bikini and a pair of jeans, so, you know, best of time. And they said they wouldn't go back because they said they went to the market, so they kept getting grabbed. Everyone was grabbing them, just, you know, it was a really nasty thing. So what's happening, you know, you get all these... we've got the pub scene, like all these ladettes in London, and I mean all these places like Ipswich going out dressed as, you know, absolute, you know, sluts, and you've got a whole lot of people there that just, you know, the women are covered up from head to toe, they don't normally see that, so it's just causing all sorts of issues, but you're not allowed to talk about it. If you do, you just get struck off. Facebook really are banning everybody. It's not just your Alex Joneses and your other ones are banning.
It's got to be stopped.
It won't.
Donald Trump. He went on Twitter and said a few tweets about. I don't think he mentioned Alex Jones directly, but
what can he do though when these organisations are completely self-run? You know,
they're in cahoots. They're all
Twitter and. Facebook. They all come out of the same place, so they're all DARPA related. And then you've got your the heavy influence of that.
Fakeologist.com is the only place to go to, or I can ring John Laws.
No, I will do.
I'm going to. There's no planes on 9/11, but I'm going to do what Velocet said. Get him talking for 31 seconds, and he can't.
I'll tell you about that one. You can
you can sit there and talk to someone who's pretty much aware, right, about all these other things, that knows all about this and knows all about the FDA, you know, the Federal Reserve, and knows all about it. And then you can give them that there were no planes on 9/11, and they are literally not going to believe you. Even if you literally, that's why I liked that thing the other day with the artists, the Israeli artists, booking out level 91 and doing that thing. I mean, that's real evidence there. That's probably the best evidence I've seen so far, other than evidence that it was a pre-staged film.
Yeah.
Right, because having worked in the film industry, that's how you film. You do all your exterior shots and stuff like that months before, and then you go whack and do your lives on the day. You can do all sorts of things. I mean, it's literally like Wag the Dog gave it to you in your face straight away.
It was 98, I think.
It was just before the they did their attack on Croatia and
that's right.
It was within months, and they did the same stories, and literally, and then you had Bono and that fucking opera singer writing songs, and it was instead of getting William.
That's Wilson, right. Sarajevo.
Like, fuck. Yeah. I mean, and look, so therefore, if you tell someone the truth before it happens, they're just going to go, you're talking about a movie. You know, and they immediately, the psycholinguistic or neurolinguistic or whatever.
What I was trying to think of when I was talking to Frank. Neuro-linguistic program. I just call it weaponized language, but
there's a guy that came on, Alan Jones. He's an Irishman who's an expert at it, and you can have a conversation with him, and while he's talking to you, he's planting things in your head like a number. And right. I couldn't for the life of me pick out how he's doing it. It clearly takes a long time to learn how to do it, and I'd say most of these schools, like the private schools that all the posh types go to, like particularly Eton, where I'd say the trivium and the anti-trivium and NLP, which NLP probably is based on a lot of the trivium method, where you learn how to confuse people or give people the truth. And when you listen to a guy arguing, like I heard that the guy that is Alistair Crowley, author who's been around the place and being interviewed. Sure. He's so convincing to say that he was a con man, you know, he wasn't this, he wasn't that.
You mentioned Eton specifically. Why not Oxford or Cambridge?
Eton's a school, so you get them young, and then they would go from Eton to Oxford or Cambridge, that's pretty much, why you've got the road schools.
What happens if they go to the LSE?
Bill's the same thing. The LSE's fine.
Remember Yes Minister, and he went to the LSE, he didn't go to Oxford or Cambridge. They took the piss out of him.
And that's interesting. That I didn't realise that guy, there's a time between the guy that released, you know, what's his name, the people at Mimikin, that he actually was the one that talked about the artists on the floor on 9/11. He's a famous truther.
George Carlin?
No. Truth, alternative truth. It was on his site that it first appeared. And he, interestingly, was the guy that funded Whitley Strieber, who's he's a London School of Economics guy, the UFO guy that went around, promoting UFOs. And he brags about it on one of his podcasts. He's being interviewed and said, he funded Whitley Strieber to, his first tours around America. So there's some really weird tie-ins with the truth movement and LSE and some of those big schools. And you can't argue. When you argue with one of these guys that's an ex-Eton, Cambridge educated, they are so versed in neuro-linguistic programming that you look like an idiot. They've got techniques that they can use to make you look Socrates, Plato used to be able to bring you around to their way of thinking by conversation. That's a technique that they've seemed to have.
As long as we've got, like, Rick, sorry to cut you off there, but I think as long as we know that something's going on, certainly with Alex Jones, with the him
he's so dirty that it's not worth
talking right.
about. But they've used his outburst to ban everyone else. Definitely, yes. They're saying that.
I think you're right there. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's interesting though. You won't talk about if you bring up was it the Knights of Malta and he cuts you off and deletes your comment and shadow bans you.
That Stefan Molyneux, I don't like him because he's a shadow banner. He comes.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Belisette, for that bumper, and thank you, Ab, for giving a platform just to. It's just like a soapbox that we still have. And what
this
if we
don't.
Go.
Isn't this
okay.
the Triple R?
Triple R back in the day, yeah. It was a heavy metal radio station.
Rachel, Rick, and Rollo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rachel, Rick, and Rollo, yeah. I'm going to go and have a smoke. I'll let Rachel and Rick have a little chat.
That's what two hours.
Have you spotted any more trans? Was Scylla Black a bloke?
I don't know.
No, I'd say she was a woman with a voice like that. That's the screech that she had on her.
I don't know.
She was good friends with the Beatles, though, wasn't she?
I think so. Well, she definitely performed with them. I don't know.
She was back in the same era, back in the cabin.
Yeah. They just have a thing about all of the little scousers are all their best mate, busy buddies. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah.
Has
Mike McGeer still alive? You know, that Paul McCartney's older brother that had the scaffold and...
I think so. I thought he was younger than Paul McCartney.
He might have been. He might be. I thought he was older because the... Yeah, but he might not have been. But that gang, the Bonzo Doodah band and the Scaffold and all that, all had similar guys that were involved. And they tried to say John Lennon was being played. No, Paul McCartney was being played by Cliff Stanchell, who doesn't look anything like him, really. But, it would not sound like him. But very, very prominent in that era. But, yeah, and I'm kind of...
I think I read he was 2 years younger than Paul McCartney.
Okay. Yeah, he might have been.
I think he's, I don't know, is he still alive? I would imagine so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he looks like and whether anyone interviews him and stuff like that.
Interestingly, he went to the first time the Beatles went to America, he went with them.
Did he? Yeah, it was probably probably to try and get his band flogged over there. But they were so that the Scaffold was so Liverpool and not the kind of international sound by any
No, definitely British. Lily the Pink, that was the biggest one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Ode to the Uppers or Downers, Uppers, the Pink, methamphetamines or.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what it was about. Lily the Pink, the saviour of the the whole song's about. Because everyone was that was back in that day, Uppers and Downers.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing I ever do, I'm still trying to cut this video together. I'm trying to work out how to make it private or public because I don't want to piss Frank off.
How long is it?
It goes for about. It's from Geelong to Tullamarine, so it's about 2 hours. It'll take 12 hours to upload it. Yeah, I haven't even rendered it yet. So
as long as he's given us permission and everything.
Yeah, and I think the least editing I can do is the best, and that's what I'll try and do, and for Fakeologists to enjoy. I mean, not a lot of people will. Get anything out of it, but I think it went well. I think 2-hour conversation, you know, with someone you've just met for the first time?
Well, you kind of good. So he was saying that you and him didn't really get on back in the day, you know.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's very difficult.
On the mission.
Go again. What was that, Rachel?
Very difficult to be called. Sorry.
No, you can, apparently you kept calling the Michelle.
you saw that in that video, yeah. I never used the S word. The show word. I never used it.
I don't even know what.
I called him a bullshitter. Because Rick. He was into, Well Aware One and whatever it was. And
Plastic Faces.
Yeah, and I was never into that. I was sad I actually missed Kay Ham on the drunk cast because she came in and just sort of dawdled around because, and I was passed out for about an hour or two because I drank a bottle of tequila, so.
Did you have one bottle or two?
Two and a half, I think.
Yeah,
What bottles are they?
700 mil, I think.
750. Yeah,
there's 750 there. Yeah.
Man, that's
yeah. And I've got this stuff. It's like lime juice. It's called a margarita mix.
Yeah.
And it's got salt in it already. So you just salt and you throw that in there and. Rub some salt around the edge, and it makes a margarita in a second.
Have you had a liver function test? Because you must have a super liver.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good, isn't it? 48 years old, and yeah, I do overindulge, overimbibe. I think is the word, imbibe.
You should go and get a test just to make sure you're.
No. I won't. I won't go anywhere near goddamn allopathic.
Yeah, but a blood test, then you can do something, because you know how you fix it up. You just take, and I'm not kidding about this one, because I'm going on years of experience and friends that are big drinkers that are really good. They all to a man, woman, or whatever.
Yeah. You can speak freely here. It's just fakeologist.com. Speak freely. Don't be politically correct.
Take liver tonics at St. Mary's Thistle. And
that's right.
Is
that St. John's Wort? Is that what you're talking about?
No, St. John's Wort is for depression.
All right.
St. Mary's Thistle is what the Romans, it's been used for years, back, you know, in recordable history, and the Chinese, which do have recordable history, medical history going back thousands of years. Allegedly, they use it as well, and it cleans your liver, so you don't need to take any drugs. Basically, just take.
Well, the Queen Mother lived to well over 100, and she drank a bottle of gin a day.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you drank a bottle of gin. I mean, you could do it.
Could you
drink a bottle of gin a day?
Rachel.
Me? No, I just have two.
Two.
Not two bottles, two.
Glasses.
The nips are getting bigger.
I mean, you know, I'm getting older and tighter, but even in my prime, you know, like you'd have to body weight to be able to absorb that amount of alcohol daily would be you wouldn't make 102. Let me tell you, unless you were taking St. Mary's Thistle, whatever it's called, it's milk thistle anyway. And you get it if you go into any chemist, you get it cheap. You know, you've got those bins where they get when it's expiring. It never really expires. You can get it for $2 a thing. Otherwise, it costs you $30 or so. And add that as your main thing to it. It helps your liver pump more blood out. The liver regenerates. It's not an organ that fades away and drops dead. It actually can regenerate. And so if you're a heavy drinker, and I'm not. You should just do yourself a favour and get.
Oh, you sound like Molly Meldrum now.
Yes, I'm mumbling. But yeah, you should. If you're drinking that kind of amount of alcohol, you want to do yourself a favour, unless you don't really plan on living a lot. You love
do yourself
life.
A favour. And so, Molly Meldrum, do yourself a favour.
She would know who he was.
She. That's funny.
Molly Meldrum was like the...
My father was late for a flight once. He was running through the airport, and he just goes slap bang into a guy. He just goes around the corner, bang, and they fall down together, like they hit each other at the same speed, because he's trying to get a connecting flight. And who the fuck is it? It's Molly Meldrum. And he says, Molly Meldrum, oh, look at his skin. It's like all leathery Molly, and brown.
Molly Meldrum is a music, is a kind of a frontman A&R guy for big, that was on TV and produced records. And he's like a household name in Australia. He's very similar to like your
Do yourself a favour. Get yourself a Prince show. Thomas,
and he said, how's your mum? And he got into all sorts of trouble. Remember that when he said, I saw your mum the other day. It's a Prince Charles. And when you meant to be curtsying and grovelling to Prince Charles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at least he's into that. He used to like fucking little boys in Malaysia or something, as far as I was. That could be construed as being what do you call hate speech or
his boyfriend's one of the one of the Wiggles, the Asian guy in the Wiggles.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Asian boy in the Wiggles is his boyfriend.
He's not a boy. He's probably about 70 now.
Yeah. And the Wiggles, they were the Cockroaches before the Wiggles. Remember? Yeah. They were a pretty good band. They had some cool songs.
Yeah, they're in.
See if Rachel can play a Cockroach song. Come on. Rachel, you got your...
I can't.
You haven't got your virtual audio cable. Ab had it going earlier, but...
Do us all a favor and don't.
You don't want to hear a Cockroach song? You want to hear some Dave Gleason?
No, I just sent that album's fantastic. I like... They do some good covers.
Yeah, I mean... Why not do covers?
You know what? Because no one's got any talent to write anything decent anymore. The best music I can do is... The only musos that are making money now in Australia are doing tribute shows. Really talented musicians from the... You know, like the guys from the Cruel Sea, what's his name? The
lead singer. Oh, yeah, the Cruel Sea.
Yeah, he's now doing Johnny Cash tribute shows at the Opera House. Yeah. And all these other bands like Grinspoon and all that are doing Beatles tributes, you know, like... It's just bad, you know. Like people, there's no original.
Right. That's why you should go to Luke Biskin. He doesn't have a website, but he's got a Facebook thing. I don't use Facebook.
I think.
And I posted.
It's finished unless it's live and it prompts you, and there's no money in it anymore for sure. You know, unless you.
That's what I asked. The guy that was that made the video for him. I forgot his name, but. He seemed like a cool guy to me, and apparently, like, you know, he's done a whole bunch of stuff for, you know, famous Hollywood people. Who's the Australian actor that started in Home and Away and then went to, like, was in L.A. Confidential or whatever?
Guy Pearce.
Guy Pearce. Yeah, so apparently, Frank was showing me a sort of outtakes with him doing... And Guy Pearce, and I actually kind of enjoyed it, you know. So I kind of got, you know, it's funny to see the other side when you're standing around and then you have to go into actor mode and then go.
Yeah, so they're doing an actual video while you were there of the.
I don't think they of the launch. They didn't actually do it professionally, but there were a lot of people holding cameras up, and I just said, send the. Because I couldn't be bothered doing it, and I don't think they're into that much. Luke is not into.
Hey, listen, if you're in the game and you're standing up on stage, you want people to like you and you want to make money.
The place was full. It was absolutely full. It was $10 a head to get in. It was $10 a head to get in, and it was full. And I don't know how much they had to, you know, pay rent to have the place, but. He's obviously got as his producer of the video said, once you get a following, I don't know how much success he will have traveling, like, you know, going to a different, because...
The luck you can have is that you can get picked up on the festival circuit, like, you know, you might get Splendor in the Grass at the
sure.
And someone big on that earth might say, can you support me? and that can be your start. You may make it, you know. It's very tough now, though. I mean, I've got lots of friends.
Not that it wasn't tough, but I noticed Triple J were promoting him. So Triple J were giving him a little bit of a,
He might make it, you know. He's only 30.
He's very talented, very talented.
And he's really good.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyone who's listening to this podcast, it's probably like 6 or 7 hours deep into it. Luke Miskin. I can't believe, I can believe he doesn't have a LukeBiskin.com or something. You know, anyway, he's on Facebook. Oh, everyone uses Facebook these days. It's Facebook.
I don't use Facebook. Yes.
I don't use it either.
So, I do. I do all the time. I'm on things like, you know, like old mid-century advertising photos and music scene sites and stuff like that. So I'm not putting my, like, there's so many people I know. It's been the best thing out ever to find out how many fuckwits you know. And I know now there's about 98% of people I know I wouldn't be able to have a conversation with.
I think John LeBron calls them normies. They're normies, not fuckwits, but yeah, I think the words are interchangeable.
I think my word's better, but anyway. There's some great things in there. Like I said, like the music, and look, I'm on chatting away to people, like, you know, from bands in the 60s, you know, or 70s. Mm-hmm. That are on there that you can chat away to, you know, that are just in there. God, a lot of them are getting on now, but kind of punk and rebellious kind of anarchist bands from the 70s in Britain. I've got a few guys that were in those bands that are on there that chat away, you know, and it's interesting. But as far as all these people that put their life about what their private lives on for everyone to hear and see. So it's and the worst thing that I hate is virtue signaling, where they, you know, and it's usually men that do it the worst, that, you know, try and get females to be interested in them by putting some kind of, you know, thing about, oh, how amazing someone was for standing up for this. And, you know, oh, fuck off. It's been a real good cull for me to realize. And
let me try and do it to Rachel now. Rachel. Oh, yeah. Men are such bastards. Men are such bastards. They're just bastards. White males especially. You gotta get rid of these white males. Now, can I stick my little winky into your front hole?
Yeah, I think you need a bit more smoother delivery than that, but you're basically right.
What we used to call it back in the day was a front bum. There's a front bum and a back bum. A front bum and a back bum.
So I was interested. So Brian Stavely's still around and on.
Yeah, he's apparently been kicked off for like three months off doing Snapchats or what are they called, or just live streaming on YouTube, because how dare you talk about no planes hitting the towers? And
well, it's not just that conversation. You can't have the conversation about, like, if I was talking about the crime in Ipswich, that site is just deleted. They said they've got 18, as they're going, they're setting up and mirroring sites so that they can, when they get deleted, they can quickly hit a link and get you back again. So you need to like all their 18 backup pages, and that's happening all over the place. I really do see that. Yeah. It's not just your Jay Dyers and your Alex Joneses and whatever.
Yeah. It's Facebook, Chris, is it?
No, everywhere. It's Chris Kendall has his blog. And, you know,
go for a smoke. Be right back.
When Chris Kendall lost his blog, that was a start. When it started, you could see it going a bit more lower brow, because how many people listen to Hoaxbusters stuff? Not that many, really. Same with this one. You know, it's a very small crowd. And when they're targeting people with 25 or 30 subscribers, or be it 50 subscribers or 100, whatever they've got, that shows you that. Apparently they employed 10,000 people to do this, so they could just be permanently round the clock going through and shadow banning, blocking, striking, because you get three strikes that I can work out, maybe two. And they've got one guy, it sounds stupid, but he calls himself Illuminati Watcher, which is a bad thing to use his name, but he's actually a young, he's a computer guy, he publishes books. He started off all over the place, but as he's got more experience, he's really on the money with a lot of things, and he got all his stuff removed last week.
Is that just Facebook or it's blogging?
None of it's Facebook. It's all Facebook gone. Facebook was gone years ago. You got banned. They shadow ban you really easily, you know. So
what does that mean?
Well, shadow ban means that you're blocked, but you don't know you're blocked. So you're commenting on sites and you're liking sites, and you think you can see it. So what you got to do is refresh your thing and or use someone else's computer.
Log out,
And then you'll see that what you posted doesn't exist. Yeah. So the shadow banning started from the complaints of about 4 years ago. The most of them when they started hitting the more alternative sites. Now it's really rampant, and they've taken. And why wouldn't you be upset? I mean, if you've spent 6 years typing and writing, you know how fucking hard that is. I'm not bad at talking. I hate texting and typing, and not that fast. But if all of your work just gets removed, so you don't exist anymore, and here. Well, I've done it on. We had in Sydney, Rollo'd be interested in this, but he's not here. But we had a guy that's been into this alternative stuff.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm listening.
Remember? Well, you didn't really know about him, but Brian Wilshire.
Yeah.
He's like, I showed you the books that he published. On 2GB, if you go back and look in the record, he doesn't exist. He was their most popular broadcaster there, right? For 25 years, he had 48 years in the industry. Right, he had the biggest night show ever. He's like the equivalent of what's his name in America that does the coast to coast. He didn't talk about UFOs or anything. He talked about alternative thing, a lot of government stuff, a lot of secret.
The guy with the white hair, Jeff Rance.
No. This is Australia. This is Sydney, 2GB. Oh, the American one I'm talking about is coast to coast. He just died. I can't remember his name.
Art Bell.
UFOs, right? They had a huge audience. And it's like they've deleted the record of him. You go on there now to look up. This is a station owned by the Theosophy Society. Right? The abbreviation is called 2GB. And it's the GB is Gianni, or some name, the Theosophist's martyr that got burned at the stake in 1500. His initials Giordano Bruno or something like that, and that's what the station was named after. And anyway, they have moved record of him being there. This is a mainstream radio station, the biggest one in Australia probably, that they can take the record of someone not even being there. That was there for 25 years and 48 years in the industry. So that's hard copy on books, probably. When they publish the history of the thing, they'll probably do it that way as well. So they can do this computer. They can remove you. You don't exist on digitally really fast with just a press of the button, isn't it? And I've got a friend at the moment who's suing a well-known identity.
We've got a new voice, Big Mac. Is he? Want to unmute and say hello to Rachel, the Triple R?
I was here earlier.
You were. Have you ever spoken to Rick before? Rick's nope. From Port Macquarie. Somewhere near Port Macquarie. Yeah.
I haven't spoken to many people.
Yeah, Big Mac. Where are you from, Big Mac? Sorry.
Georgia.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is it cooling down there?
It is. I have a question. Did y'all ban Spooky Man earlier?
His mic was fucked. Ab just had to fuck him off.
And I was asking.
Yeah, that's.
If he seems stupid, I apologize.
He didn't. No. There's no stupid people. There's just stupid questions and stupid mics. He just needed to turn his mic up a bit. That's all.
Just really shy.
Don't be shy. Speak your mind. Rick does, and so does Rachel.
I'll finish what I was saying. I was around a friend's place the other day, and he's at legal action with a guy who stuff in a book that he implied some pretty heavy things about him. And he's suing the publishers and this particular guy. And he showed me the Kindle version of the book within 2 days removed all references to him. It gets refreshed every time you look at the book. So that just shows, you know, it's pretty blatantly obvious about book burning and the name Kindle. You know, and information.
Oh, yeah. Because
what do you do with Kindling? And, you know, it's the same with the internet and the World Wide Web. I mean, what do you do with nets and webs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only two things you do with them. You catch things. You know, it's got the complete opposite meaning. But to see, he showed me, he said, this is the new edited version of the book. And I said, it was done. So the lawyers went straight to the digital publishing, removed all references to it. And he's trying to get the book scrapped and pulped. And cost him $30,000 in legal fees in the last 2 weeks. But in the future, they might be able to say, you know, we've removed it digitally. We can forget about the book. You know, there's no one reads the book really anymore.
No, but it just shows you how far. I do the audio thing.
Yeah.
But what I like to do sometimes is I read, or I listened to 1984 read by whatever. I downloaded the audio book, and I read it along with it just to make sure whether it was just actually the same as the bit of paper.
Yeah, well, there's a very interesting
edit.
There's some great points to that book, that's for sure. I haven't read the one that they say is his Orwell's mentor, Eric Blair's mentor, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. But Brave New World seems to be the one.
Oh, yeah, I've got that, yeah. I've got that one, yeah, as well.
Public controlled with chemtrails and EMFs and blah, 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 blah. And that was 1930-something, was it? Or 1940? That was well before.
Yeah, it's way back then. This Brian Wilshere guy, like, is he still with us, or is he?
He is, and I tried to contact him, but he wouldn't go for the no planes thing. You'd have to sit him down. You'd need to. It'd be interesting to see, but he'd be one of those people that's of that old the ilk, because he'd be in his, he'd probably be 70 now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been into this stuff for years, and but everything he said and warned about has certainly come true, predominantly about how. I showed you the books. He's got 3 or 4 books.
Yeah, you did. We've got a young fellow, Velocet, who, I won't use his real name because it would be inappropriate, works for, sort of a commercial, like, FM station in Sydney. And, it's nice to have people of that caliber on board. And, did you listen to Velocet and Ab have a chat the other night?
Funnily enough, it was a really bad recording. They both came out quite,
It was all good this end.
Yeah, no, I must have been while I was listening to it, but it's not as bad. I'm also noticing, too, a number of guys getting what appears to be deliberately attacked on their podcast with clickers. Have you ever heard that? When you get this clicking that comes through and just cuts up all the audio. Just when
you used to have those little metal bugs that when you were a kid at school, right? Yeah, and you get
that's what it's like. It's almost like one of those that comes through and totally cuts up the audio, it's very smooth and it jumbles it around. And it sounds to me man-made. It sounds to me deliberate because it usually happens when someone's talking about it. You'll be chatting away about something and as soon as a particular subject comes up, that just gets bang. And Jan Irvin's complained about that one, but this was, I think, Ed Opperman, William Ramsey. He's had some pretty good stuff lately that they both their podcasts Velocet should be in production for alternative media. I mean, the guy's talented. Opperman should be a global phenomenon. He's got so many interesting things. He's very socialist and political, but he interviews really good subject variety of people, but he's got the worst producer in the world. It's just, the sound is terrible. And they need someone like him.
Yeah,
to get in there and offer his services for money,
it because it would more. I know a lot of people that might listen to these podcasts because of how unprofessional they are. Mm. You know, you got there's you know strange people that suddenly drop the conversation and go off the cigarettes.
Fuck you, cunt. Fuck you. You can't say that word on mainstream media. What's wrong with the word cunt?
Oh, you can't.
Right. Oh, fuck you, front hole. Oh, dear, dear. I was in, like I said, I was in Melbourne a few days back, and I saw the biggest mural of Kennedy yeah. and Malloy. Kennedy and Malloy, and they had Kennedy's name first, of course, because you've got to have a woman's name first. Kennedy Malloy. It does yeah. sound smoother than Malloy
it's
Kennedy,
good
doesn't
it's
it?
Good
yeah, I agree. Look, seriously, I'm not going to ever have a go at Jane Kennedy or Mick Malloy because, I mean, DGN was the best stuff back when we were growing up. It was just, it was undergraduate, but it was great. And from what I hear, Malloy is just such a good guy.
As we were discussing the other night, they had yeah. a guy, although Velocet said it's normal now to have a kind of a third person that sits there and keeps the narrative flowing and stops them talking about other things for legal reasons. And
yeah.
So they're not actually going the direction that they could go because Malloy's got a real twisted sense of humour, that one.
Oh, yeah.
And they know now that radio stations are shitting themselves because they can, with this new social justice warrior,
oh, fanatical
lunatics, hate speech. Yeah. You can just say it's so difficult. I'd hate to be a broadcaster.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
Yeah, to try and make people laugh and not offend is just it's impossible.
The other day I walked into, I was in the city with my kids and went mm-hmm. to all the JB Hi-Fis and stuff, and I looked at the comedy section mm-hmm. and I thought, fuck, there's not a single one of these cunts that I'd bother mm-hmm. with. You know, there was all these PC Adam Hills yeah. and Akmal Saleem or whatever his name was. Just boring as fuck, you know.
I went and watched Adam Hills in Melbourne. Oh, must be 5 or 6 years ago. And I was bored. I was up the back and I was just bored and I was yeah, yeah. getting drunk and just going, this is... let me get up on the mic and make you laugh. I could do a better job than
that. ABC boring, politically correct.
Yeah, what was the show he did? The Green Transfer or whatever it was?
No, he didn't do the Green Transfer. He did the music one.
Specs and Specs?
Specs and Specs, yeah. That was good. I like that. That's nothing. That's
you remember they picked up that Men at Work nicked... And Colin Hay got taken for $2 million by the bloody the people that owned the rights to it didn't even know. What the fuck?
Those people that did that are based in Annandale, and they bought the rights. They were a small record company, and they were. Friends of a friend, I think, that did it, and they went in there hard, and he got screwed. I'm big into listening to plagiarism and music. I mean, listen to Led Zeppelin, for instance. Nearly 70% of their biggest hits were all old black.
Yes, that's right. They nicked it. Yeah, nicked.
And blatantly did it. You know, they just didn't give a fuck because they had a real powerful. Their manager Peter Grant was a.
I was being brutally honest with Luke Biskin last night, or a couple of nights ago when I was in Geelong, and a lot of his songs sound exactly the friggin' same. But that's okay because they're kind of original works. And when I was up the back with Frank, and I'm going, oh, he's Jaws of the Jungle. And he goes, no, and he's nudging me back, going, no, it's not. It's not. It's a different tune, and I went, oh shit, it is too. But it sounds exactly the same to me. Yeah. You know, so
listen to the radio to Triple J, for instance, which I sometimes do. If it comes on, if I'm traveling and I can't pick up any other station, and you'll hear a couple of not those songs, the rest of it is this new rap that's
that's kind of, they've all got names that are of antidepressants and you know, like Xanax, you know, Little Xan and all these names, and the music is just hypnotic shit, you know. And if you read into the weaponization of music, they can do all sorts of things with music and hypnotic, and like the computer flashes and things like that when you're watching the TV, they can put you into a complete trance, you know. And it's basically just keep numb, 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 keeping you stupid. You don't think. If you're going to listen to music and you want to clear your head, Bach or, you know, some of the good composers does the complete opposite. It brings you into, it clears your mind.
Ab was playing some before. Ab was playing.
I like his stuff, the background music he uses for stuff. There's a lot of old.
He's very, what's his line always? Music is so personal.
When it's weaponized as it has been with the rap and the this new hypnotic trancey.
The Doors, do you think that's weaponized music?
No, it was just a fake. They were where did the Doors rehearse? When did they get cut their teeth? When did their first gigs? Whatever, they just suddenly appeared overnight, bang, and had all their stuff done and talented, of course, but you know. I hated the Doors, always hated the Doors, and maybe it's for a good reason.
Beatles and Stones, have you got any interest in
those events? I love music, but I'm aware now that how weaponized it was, and that's why we're talking about the manager.
Do you think Elvis was?
Yeah, of course he was to introduce that style of music, because you notice that music styles always finish on the decade. So you have all your
What about Johnny Cash? Johnny Cash?
Fantastic. He's just got
he is, isn't he? Is he weaponized though?
No, I don't. Not really. He's just.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah. All of that music was talented and fantastic, but what I'm saying, when I say weaponized, I'm talking about when they introduced the frequencies and the Grateful Dead, for instance, they had equipment that came straight out of the military. They had two drummers that were on each side, and they could really expensive mixing equipment that could really have. And the audience were off their head because they were basically moving LSD en masse. You know, they were traveling around. You know, there were drug dealers following them.
So it goes with the music. Yeah. So Rachel wasn't safe. You know, what was it, Rachel? What did you want to chime in with that?
The Monkees.
Said you've got a good voice.
Me or Rick?
Maybe. When you
Yes. Well, I've been taught by the, blushing. I mean, 1-300-56, I am blushing. 1-300-56-4652, what's on your mind, Australia?
Australia. speaking of, isn't it funny, this is a change subject, that countries have... Politics now have a strange orange-headed person that comes and fucks the system up. Like, we've got that lunatic...
Julie Gillard?
And the one before... And the one that's going around now that's an alternative view to everything that... If you
like Pauline Hanson.
She's got the same colour hair as Donald Trump. And if you notice, Donald Trump's hair's changed colour now. It was orange, bright orange, before he came into the thing. So there's some kind of code in that. This orange clown. Yeah, but he's a great actor.
He's a clown, but he's
fantastic.
I think he's a good clown.
Yeah,
he's great.
I think he's makes you laugh, gets what you want, better than the other fucking president. More entertaining than him.
Exactly.
Yeah. And none of this. How can one guy have all media fanatically screaming against him, not just left or right, every side.
Because he calls them fake news or whatever it is, CNN fake news and whatnot. And that really pisses off the mainstream.
When you've moved on from politics and you know it's just a bullshit game, you can't get affected by it. And you shouldn't be affected by it. You know, you know your prime minister's just the fucking figurehead for, getting rotten tomatoes thrown at him while he does whatever the bank that he used to work for.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs. Here's another one. Why didn't the Labor Party in Australia or any other party not bring up the fact that Malcolm Turnbull was a executive at Goldman Sachs, and he then brought into Australia the legislation that allowed Uber to take over, which destroys thousands of small business taxi owners. It had 250,000, 350,000.
As if they weren't poor enough already.
But the thing is, he worked for that company, and the directors of Uber are from what company?
Yeah.
The same one. Yeah. Now, why did no one bring that up? Because they would have done the same thing, and it was part of a meant to be. I have my best conversations with Pakistani taxi drivers nowadays.
They're all Pakis, aren't
they?
Nothing. Who was I with them last night? Ben,
they're well educated.
You got called a Paki. Yeah.
They're critical thinking. And worry about.
Yeah. Well, most taxi drivers are, because they have to deal with people day in, day out, and they're better psychologists or psychiatrists than the ones that went to uni.
Taxi driver. I'm talking about young 20-year-old Indian guys that have come over here and they're doing their degree in engineering and driving to make up the money. Yet they actually have a conversation in 15 minutes you're in the cab that's really out there. You know, I've dropped the phone. I'll go a whole psychologist. Yeah. I've done fakeologist.com and one guy, he's got the taxi, he goes, "You're kidding me." He goes, "You're kidding me." I told him about the film crew on the artist on the building a month or 3 months before the thing.
Yeah.
And he, instead of going, "You're a nut," he stopped and looked and goes, "You're kidding me." I'm really interested in the conversation. So
it's hard to get a conversation like that going, but and if they're saying you're kidding me, I mean,
oh, he said it.
I will never bring it up unless.
Well, he doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I'll bring it up if someone else brings it up first. And don't bother
me. You won't be talking.
It's a waste of time. Waste of time. A waste of 10 years. I could have been doing something better. The whole idea of
It really does wake your senses up into how staged and manipulated things are. So that one podcast reignited my interest in that subject. So I thought I was heard everything I was going to hear, and it was a thing that happened 18 years ago, just like the Kennedy bullshit. You know, like with the you've got that story that's been fucking.
Yeah.
Ever since I was born.
I can imagine you ringing Clive Robertson at from 12 till 6. And you having hours and hours conversation. Have you got any of that recorded? Like, Clive?
No.
Remember when Clive was on 2UE and Midnights Till Dawn?
Yeah.
He pretty much wouldn't shut you down. He'd let you.
He would. If you started talking about that, he'd call.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that, but I'm just saying.
It has 99.9% of people call you a lunatic at first anyway. So, there are people out there that will occasionally listen and go, "Well, that's interesting." And I mean, especially film, anyone involved in film production, if you show them the technical work on September Clues, and especially the sound editing work and stuff like that, that will get people's interest if you can get them to sit there and watch it.
Which,
but most of them don't want to get out of their
out of their comfort zone. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because it really does. If that's fake, and especially the moon landings, if that's fake.
Oh, fellas, it. That was brilliant, that video that you did. What was it? Low Rider. It's a lovely tune, too. Low Rider. All you want to do is, light up a spliff and watch it. And well, Dave J was saying it's almost, it looks like a, what do you call it?
A model.
Excuse me, a toy truck. Toy buggy.
What else would it be?
Remote control.
I'm going to have to press my cough button.
Have you got one?
Yes, I do. Because I'm nice and clear now. All I do is go, "Hello, hello, hello."
So that's the clicker. That's like the clicking, muting device that they've got.
Yeah.
That they can attack podcasts with streaming live. Click, 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 and it just chops it all up. So you can hardly, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So the people doing it don't realise while they're doing it.
Well, of course they do. It's been done by one of the many
CoIntel paid disruptors out there, and there's fucking heaps of them. There's no two ways about that.
So,
and it, go on.
But the people actually doing the podcast, they
can't hear it. They can't hear it because they're literally releasing the stuff and not, which is, annoys me. I don't like all the people that live stream and then they just release their stuff without listening back to how bad it sounds. There's a lot of them. Or they're not going to be prepared. Especially if you're interviewing somebody, you're not going to be able to ring them back and say, sorry, all your best bits were chopped up. I think it's deliberate. It seems to be on, as they're talking about certain subjects that will suddenly arrive, and it makes it really frustrating if you're an audio type that likes hearing smooth sound. You just want to turn it off.
Mm.
Again, I may be wrong, but it does sound like it's a weapon to keep the truth talkers or whatever.
And is that like on things like YouTube Live?
No. I'd only hit it on Spreaker and automatic type calls.
Yeah.
You know, the podcasts and iTunes as well.
Okay.
So not the, I haven't seen it done on YouTube live streams, but they just banned, YouTube's just taking people down left, right, and center now. But they're not ashamed about it. And WordPress, I mean, they don't even give you a reason. Not even a reason.
Mm.
You know, I think we really are. If anyone says we're not, I'd like to find it. Give me a, and the other thing is that they can do, see what happens, it's a great disruptor because what, when you don't get your site taken down, people are going to say, well, you must be controlled narrative. You must be dirty because your site's not being taken down. So they can deliberately leave other people that haven't been and not bother, let them have their websites and let them have this. So that all the other people suddenly get suspicious that they may be controlled opposition or intelligent. So it's a really double-edged sword, and it's very cleverly done. Very cleverly done. This is the kind of thing you get out of think tanks. You know, how do we beat this? How do we stop this information coming out?
Yeah.
You know, it's the,
well,
yeah, you're listening to Rachel Rickenrollo
on
Psychologist.com.
Live.
Coming at you live. When certainly live. What is it? It's... I need to come back. Where is it? Is it Tuesday, 28th of August, 2018? I hope I didn't disrupt the conversation there. I went for a smoke.
I was just going to say.
Go, Rach.
Well, if the reason to support something like fakeologist.com, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yep.
Because
nothing.
I haven't financially, but I certainly tell lots of Indian taxi drivers to listen to it.
Me neither. I haven't done it either financially, but Rachel has, and we do thank her for it.
Let's go through the
donors. Let's have a look. I don't know if people need to hear their names mentioned. We'll go DJ. Owen E, Jeanette B, Matthew R, Rachel, Spiros, Curious, John LeBon, Curious again, Maddie, Bridget Close, Maddie, Zoloflex, Dante Fromney, and A.A. Morris, he's a great guy, prodigious in his output.
I've never heard anything like, every time I switch on my... podcast thing, I get another three-hour broadcasts. It's quite incredible.
From AA Morris.
I'd say, we might have released another 15, but I've certainly was up to last week. I was pretty up with all of them. It's interesting. He kind of rambles a lot and he repeats himself, but then all the good ones do.
But we all repeat ourselves. We've got Bellatair, we've got Diana,
really
we've got
3 hours of listening to a guy.
Yeah.
He sounds like Lou Reed. If you ever listen to a Lou Reed song from the 60s, you'd swear to God it was, he's from the, obviously from the same area.
Lou Reed.
Have you heard, listen to, put a song up there, and I swear to God it was A.A. Morris singing it. But it's really hard doing 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Talkback's all about. I mean, Stanza Mane.
It is.
Did Brian Wilshere do Talkback?
You chop and change the subjects and you have music, whatever. Yeah. A three-hour talk is very hard to keep into your brain. You start getting, and he's got a very low, talks like this, I'm sorry, I'm not here. Very quiet. He talks and nice. He's got a nice voice. He talks. And so there's so much information, and there's some very good stuff. Lately, there's been really good stuff. He's got off the science thing. I can't do, sadly, I'm not scientific mind. I can understand when someone explains things, but he's very scientific, which is good. But I'm trying to keep, just because there's not a lot of good ones out there these days. I'm glad to hear now that Brian Stavely, I'd like to find out if he's doing one.
He's such a buff guy, and he was onto the 9/11 trick 2010, I think. I know Simon Shack was 2007, and our old mate Australian was earlier than that. Gerard Holmgren, yeah,
is he still
was earlier. No, he's passed away apparently. He passed away in 2010. Yeah.
Plane crash?
Pushed
in front of a moving train?
I don't actually know. Let's have a look.
But that's all
fear-mongering stuff. And I've certainly never been a part of fear-mongering. And I know Alex Jones was, even though I'm disgusted by him being banned. He was a fear-monger. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, terribly so. You listen to his podcast, you swear to God the Muslims are invading and machine gunning everybody on the streets.
Yeah, I know. And when him and Bill Cooper were going at it, and he's saying that the nukes are coming in, Y2K, and he's just going, calling bullshit on that.
Is there an audio clip of that?
Yes, there is. 8 hours of, just look up Alex Jones.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, 1999. Alex Jones, let me just
look. I got full for that. I actually filled the bath up.
Yeah, me too. I mean, who doesn't?
And I bought a super thing. So I had a camper van and I bought this water thing because I thought, I'll hedge my bets, you never know, because I do know if things are on computer link, well, most like the water board and the power board and stuff like that. Possibly there could have been an issue, because you do realise if there was a, when places like, we've had it a lot lately, Woolworths and the NAB lines, the NAB bank lines have gone down, it's just chaos. Like, unless you've got cash, you go to Woolworths, they're not going to serve you, they'll just shut their doors and only let people with cash in. Now that happened.
There we go, I've just posted it. Yeah, Alex Jones, the Russians are attacking. There you go. Oh, I'll put it in general.
I wish you put that to music.
Yeah. I know, because we can laugh about it now. Yeah, we'll get Belichick to do that, because he's the champ at that. I'll put it in general as well. Yeah. The Russians are attacking. Yeah, there it is. The Russians are attacking. Yeah, I think one of Fakeologists posted this the other day. I think it was Silverbeam. Silverbeam's a pretty smart customer when it comes.
He's from Victoria.
Yeah, down in Victoria. Yeah. I should have, I only had 3 days down there, so, trying to meet up.
So did Kirsty go as well?
Yes, she did. Excellent. Yeah.
Dog, did you fly your dog
there? Yeah, yeah. If you look at the video that
Son Lord
Rolo on YouTube.
No.
Friends looked after the dog, yeah.
It's gonna start.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, no, we didn't take the dog with us. Christ. I was down there to get pissed.
Well, you managed to do that here.
Well, here is in New South Wales. Not today. I'm actually quite sober.
I can't tell. When you're on the tequila at night, I thought you sounded quite lucid some of the time.
Yeah.
In between vomiting spells.
Oh, yeah, have you ever heard like newsreaders and like throw up on the mic when they're
no.
Oh, it's hilarious. Like, oh man, it's got to be It's gonna be on YouTube somewhere. Look up like news readers when they go into the that big night on the source and the mic. You can hear the chunks hit the mic. It's hilariously fun. Oh yeah.
It was nice and sunny and hot today. I like it.
Oh, it's a little bit chilly here. I've got to say in Newcastle today.
It is when the sun goes and. Goes behind a cloud, but
yeah.
It's real clouds. There's no fake clouds. It's all real clouds, and if we had some rain, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, Luke Biskin, when you watch that video, it's.
Are you getting paid to name drop him?
Go again?
Are you getting paid to name drop him?
No, not at all. I mean, the only reason I went down there is because Frank was in his video, and I had a bit of a beef with Frank 3 years ago, and I wanted to go down and say, what's going on? Yeah, he's great. He's fantastic. And I'll tell you, when I post the Tullamarine, or the Geelong to Tullamarine.
You should have got some salt off and brought the salt back.
Yeah, we stopped off at the salt factory, or the salt, it was shut, because... Yeah, it was shut. It wasn't open. He just went, that's all right. Yeah, we discussed, you know, sacks of salt and iodine in salt and all.
What do you say about that?
You'll have to ask him yourself, because I'm not an expert and I don't want to talk on his behalf.
No, that's right.
But no, when it comes to as a genuine, decent human being, he's certainly... one of those.
You can pick up on his voice, and he's polite, and he's, you know, doesn't
he is.
Talk yeah. over people or whatever.
No, he, when we were on the air the other day, I think we were chatting, and when he's off the air, he dropped a few F-bombs, but apart from that, he's, he's polite, too polite, I think, sometimes.
When the fake Newt guy, Jesse
Wong, was on.
As soon as Frank dropped the flat Earth thing, and I can see why, because he doesn't want to be a leech of the flat Earth movement. But he dropped him, and, you know, just kind of saying he deliberately doing. You kind of implied he was a disinfo agent.
Yeah.
And he just, instead of getting upset, just kind of laughed at him.
What you got to do?
Yeah, wow. I don't pick up on that. I think it sounds very interesting. I want to get hold of some of that salt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Delquar, I mean, that's the first thing Delquar said. Make sure, you know, because Delquar likes him a lot. And I went, yep. So that's the first thing I've... Because I've been reviewing it this morning, because I've got to chop it up later on today. And I don't have to, but I'm going to. I'm going to... do it just for because Frank said he wanted it posted. I didn't. Jesus, I don't need to post it, but why not? And give me a tune to start it in with the video. Just a tune. What do you think that's appropriate? A tune. I'll put fakeologist.com. Any tune. I'll have to write it down though, because I'll forget 2 seconds after you tell me.
Just like asking
anything you want.
An appropriate song.
It doesn't have to be appropriate. How about inappropriate?
Inappropriate song.
What about 99 Love Balloon? FakeOlogist.com. Here comes Ed.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
That's too bad! You're here with the Triple R's. Rachel, Rick, and Rollo.
Why?
Yeah. So I might go and do some video editing, guys. So I'll I might Elvis might leave the building.
I have to leave the building too. So
you do.
Next time.
Yeah. And all right. Well, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel and Rollo.
Yes, the 3 hours.
You're blockheaded.
You blockheaded bastard! Remember that. Who could forget? Yeah. Johnny Laws. Richard Jordan Sinclair Laws. And he keeps insisting my name is Richard. So I'm going, no, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah, well, I will ring him on September 11th and I'll try and get no planes on good the luck. Air. But, yeah, good luck. See you, Rachel. See you, Rick.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.